Source. Tomorrow's news today.
Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. All right, I just was on Steve Bannon. It was a very important interview. It just ended 3 minutes ago. So as soon as the crew can grab that, I want to air the last 10 minutes of it. Here's what I'm going to do again today. I'm going to open the phones up. And I've really prayed about the Trump situation. I've analyzed everything. And I know exactly what's going on. I know the truth. And President Trump is telling the truth. And I understand why he's enraged. I've also talked to sources. And I was so dumbstruck 12 days ago by that memo, and then knowing Trump was behind it, and then his response saying, shut this down, stop investigating, without any clarity, and then coming out Sunday, 7 days later, and saying, no, they've had the file, they filled it full of BS, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, of course, that's who controlled the file. And that totally makes sense and is true. That's their MO, that's all they do. But Trump has done a F minus. I mean, my God, it's worse than an F. I mean, it's like a zero on the Streisand affecting and not having clarity and flip-flopping back and forth. It's just been horrifying. But that said, I've had a lot of clarity last night and this morning, and I have some congressional reports out. They've now saved over 30,000 children in sex slavery and slave labor. You only hear about it here and there because under law they can't reveal, you know, 3-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds because they're juveniles. But when you see the raid on the big pot farm and now it's 14 kids, some as young as 8, working in slave labor and God knows what, you're able to learn about that little window because they attacked them with clubs and guns, shot at them and cinder blocks, smashing out their SUV windows, attempted murder. I mean, somebody starts running to my truck throwing cinder blocks at me, I'm going to shoot your ass. That's attempted murder. But they've been very restrained because they know the Democrats want blood. They want violence. They're trying to get ICE to respond with deadly force so they can then, oh, my God, they killed us, civil war. I mean, that's in the Democrat civil war plan, Podesta plan from 2020, which they rebooted. But at the same time, cops are sitting there with cinder blocks bouncing off their heads. And then they don't shoot the people doing it. I mean, if it's on video, throwing cinder blocks from 50 feet above, bouncing off cops' helmets so hard the helmet flies off and the cop collapses. Side issue. It's just, the point is that they are doing so much good dismantling the deep state and all the rest of it that I just find it impossible not to back Trump. I'm going to be very critical of him when he's doing wrong, but I just cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's where I stand, and that's where we're going to go, in my view. So we'll talk to you as well, see what you think. Stay with me.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Remember, the legs, the blood, the guts, the bone, the sinew, the brain, the will, the amplification of this transmission hated by the deep state above all other broadcast is in your hands. You are the arbiters. You are the judges. You are the jury. You are the ambassadors. You are the emissaries. You carry the light in the dark of the night. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the continuation of the great 1776 movement launched 249 years ago. You hold our destiny in your hands. You are not key to the fight. You are everything. And you will decide whether you're listening on Talk Radio or watching on X or Alex Jones or Infowars.com/show or on Rumble. You decide if you're going to share that link on your email text message. You decide whether you're going to share it word of mouth. You decide whether you see a clip you think is important that you're going to take and share. You decide. You are in command now. You must take your destiny in your hands. And you are the people that are doing it. It's you, the globalist hate. This is just a focal point. This is just an amplification channel. It's you, the globalist, despise and hate every cell in your body and right down to your soul. All right. I'm going to say this very clearly and very succinctly, then I'm going to unpack it. The American people want firings and indictments of the globalist deep state operatives. Now, we've already seen more of that than we've ever seen in modern history. And we've already seen on the big broad brush things with policy Trump's got, like the border and trade and pulling us out of the WHO and so much more. We've seen bold, dramatic, amazing, spectacular developments. And I have to balance that on the scales and then look at the bad stuff Trump's doing. And 9 times out of 10, when something evil is put in a bill and we expose it, it's pulled and it wasn't Trump. And that's why they want this broadcast off the air and others like it, because they know as a populist movement, we are more powerful than all the corporate media combined. And we're now able to control the agenda. when they had the UN treaty legislation in the spending bill, when President Trump was just president-elect, pressure shot that down. A few weeks ago when the BBB, they had the majority votes to put in an AI dictatorship for 10 years above the law. It got shot down and voted down 99-1. Now they've got the Genius Act. It's got a central bank digital currency pathway in it that Trump says he opposes. We'll shoot that down. So the point is, we've got traction. We're winning. And populists are being elected everywhere. And they're getting shot, and they're getting imprisoned, and they're getting their elections overturned. But that's okay. That just enrages people more. And then even more hardcore populists win. Yeah, Bolsonaro's got to get stabbed. Fico had to get shot. It's a long way to the top if you want to defeat the New World Order. But we have the initiative. We've turned the tide because of God working through us. So I refuse to be a dimwit. I refuse to engage in one-dimensional and two-dimensional thinking. I could oppose bad things Trump's doing all day long and try to get him back on track, while at the same time supporting the overwhelmingly good things he's doing. So many people, and this is the way the corporate media does it, want to make it a black and white issue or a left or right issue, or you're either totally do whatever Trump says or you're a traitor, or if you support anything Trump does, you're bad. And that's why stuff with Trump coming out over and over again the last week. Don't question Epstein, or you're with the Democrats and you're an idiot and I'm done with you and we don't want you in our movement. People say, well, he didn't write that Truth Social post. And then he goes out in press conferences and says basically the exact same thing. That is horrible. But then out of the other side of his mouth, oh, they're going to appoint a special prosecutor, probably Ed Martin. Great on the Epstein thing. And so my frustration is the handling of this. When Trump came out Sunday, 7 days in, and went, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper all had this file for decades. They filled it full of disinformation. It's another Russia hoax. Because Trump didn't know, yeah, we're going to release it. They go raid it. Democrats wouldn't turn it over, but they probably leaked on themselves. They get it. And there's a bunch of unsubstantiated crap in there. Guaranteed it'll be the five Jane Does that all turned out to be fake, saying Trump raped them and stuff. Turned out those were all fake. Remember that? It's guaranteed FBI files on that. That's what it is. And I've been thinking that the last 4 or 5 days, and I made some calls, and people go, how do you know this? We're not going to confirm that to you, but how the hell do you know that? So that's it. And it's not hard to know that. What did they try before? What did they do before? And you got, you know, Trump in St. Petersburg or Moscow being peed on, not true, totally fake, admitted fake, created by Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. And it goes on and on. Pure crap. I'm not going to give you an hour dissertation on how Trump, A, isn't into being peed on, and B, he is a total control freak, meaning he's in charge of himself. And very deliberative, he would never go be compromised by a group of people. He's never been in the club. That's why they hated him. He did stuff on his own. So it's all lies. So the issue here, though, is the way Trump threw a fit and didn't articulate this properly gave our enemies an incredible tool, whereas the Democrats that never wanted any Epstein files released now suddenly want them released because they were in control of the file and would, it's not even obviously, of course they expunged all the stuff about them and then put a bunch of Steele dossier style innuendo and crapola in there. There were five different Jane Does that said Trump raped them when they're 14 here. Trump screwed them at Epstein's place there. And then it always came out that it wasn't even real people and it was Democrat law firms. And then you got E. Jean Carroll. That's all. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on and on. Long before they tried to implicate Trump in all this crap, I know all people that know him, including Roger Stone, and I asked him about New York Times articles in the 90s, and I taught people that are very close to Trump, and I already knew Trump's proclivities. And Trump, actually, this is a big secret, about 15 years ago, he actually went and did operant conditioning training for a while, I don't know the details, to be able to shake people's hands. Because he's such a germaphobe neat freak. And you can look that up. It's come out before he was in political that, you know, he was a germaphobe. And I learned his proclivities. Let's just leave it from that, from a lot of people. And the type of women he likes and, you know, all of it and what he does. So I research people before I get behind him. And so, yes, it's absolute total crap. Yeah, Donald Trump's going to land in Moscow or St. Petersburg and go to a hotel and have women he doesn't even know piss on him. When Trump instructs his, you know, tells his wives and he's in a divorce, girlfriends, you got your side of the house, you got your bathroom, I don't want any, you know. I knew this before they ever said the piss thing. Trump doesn't like his wife or anybody to, you know, because you're married, your wife will sit down and take a piss in front of you. I'll piss in front of my wife. But Trump is so neat freak, he doesn't want to see his wife. That's like, I don't want to see you in the bathroom. And so they come out with he wants to be peed on. He's the complete opposite. He loves golden furniture and crisp golf courses and has his staff sit there and steam and vacuum his suit on the airplane while he's writing memos. The guy washes his hands like 50 times a day. But no, he's being pissed on. So it's just crazy. So, yeah, of course, the very people that did all that, and it's now all come out, declassified, Obama, Brennan, Clapper created it all, the fake dossier, the PP gate. And I got to say, I rarely miss an angle. And I didn't completely miss, but I dropped the ball. Let's just be completely honest. I kept saying, whatever is going to be in those files that's incriminating the deep state, they're going to get rid of them. They wouldn't really be keeping 14 terabytes of kids being raped by Jeffrey Epstein in New York. We know Comey controlled the file. We'll use it for blackmail. But and then when they got it all and said, oh, it's all there, I was like, that doesn't make sense. But of course they'd fill it with a bunch of child porn just as a red herring or a rabbit trail. And a bunch of other crap and original, you know, reports or innuendo FBI stuff from, you know, 2014, 15, when Trump was criticizing Obama. Remember all that? That's when they really started going after him. So they put NSA wiretaps on him. That's come out. You know, we broke that, by the way. Sheriff Joe Arpaio had the DEA give him their access to the NSA file, and Arpaio had gotten it to Trump and his people, but nothing been done with it, so he came on my show. Remember that? What is that, like 2016? And Arpaio gave it to me because he said, well, you're in it. And they had a landline I never use. Never. I mean, I use it like on Coast to Coast AM. I've probably done a landline interview in a long time because, you know, the phones are now over Wi-Fi. It's better. Digital ones. And I mean, I'm reading this thing and I'm going, that's my landline. That's my old house line. That's my private office line I never use. All my phone numbers. NSA. Starting 2013, which we got the documents from Trump 5 months ago that they put a national security investigation on me, run out of the Boston office. It was ongoing until this year. So when I talk about this, these are just a few node points I've got. I've got thousands of them when I come to these conclusions. So these very people that did all of this to Trump and to me, Well, why were they doing that? Because I was opposing Obama. I was opposing the globalists. So was Trump. And so 2013, they opened a criminal espionage investigation on me, but don't even say what government. Talk about Kafkaesque. You're on trial and don't know what for. And then 2013, they opened the NSA operation up on Trump and a bunch of other people. So, and the DEA thought this was a big enough problem that, you know, the former head of the DEA in Mexico, Arpaio, great guy, they gave it to him. So, yeah, when I came out in 2016 and said the NSA spying on Trump, the New York Times said, that's insane. Jones is crazy. Remember that in CNN? But they didn't, they just said Jones made it up. No, I didn't make it up. I got a classified NSA phone number database of total digital, you know, 24-hour digital wiretap. They don't put a recorder on the landline. You know, it's digital through the, you know, AT&T. So, yeah, I know a little bit about this because I was targeted by these guys. Because, I mean, who was big fighting the globalists in 2016? Who was, as they said in the news, infecting the Republican Party with anti-globalism conspiracies? Remember, globalism doesn't exist. Jones is insane. Trump's insane. No, Arpaio was being spied on. A few members of Congress that were exposing it were being spied on. Remember, it was a big scandal. Trump was being spied on, and not many others. I mean, I was given the people being spied on. Arpaio's people were very thorough. They blacked out the back ends of the phone numbers on the, but I didn't show all these other people's names on air, just the public figures. Well, they were basically all public figures. And so, yeah, I know a little bit about Crossfire Hurricane because I was being attacked before. We don't know the code name of that operation. But NSA, DEA whistleblowers thought enough of this being illegal to give it to us. So, yeah, I know about it. And I got it to Trump as well. And nothing was ever done with it. Roger Stone saw it and said, oh, my God, they've got all his private landlines at Mar-a-Lago, at Trump Tower, his office line, his bedroom line, his private apartment at Mar-a-Lago line. I had Roger on about it at the time. He goes, yeah, those are Trump's private numbers. Yeah. So I know a little bit about it. And we ought to dig up those documents. We posted them on InfoWars. But we get attacked so much, a huge thing like that just becomes like, yeah, okay, chop liver, it's, you know, big deal, grow up, you can take it, big boy. Well, yeah, I can take it because I expect all this to happen, taking these people on. So Trump is doing so much good on so many fronts, it's under so much attack, and I understand exactly why he's so pissed off and knows they want to create a whole new giant fiasco with the garbage that they left in those files about Trump and people in his orbit as a time bomb. And it's a campaign deal. And then they get it and it's a setup and Trump sees red and is obviously overworked and just gets completely pissed off. It's then the horrible responses and the flip-flopping and the 180 and all of it. He must appoint a special counsel, which I broke first. He wants. I talked to folks that were there with Trump, and he said, no, he wants one. DOJ, I told you on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Solomon said, I met with the president, and he wants a special prosecutor. Yes. And the word is they're looking at Ed Martin. He's the best. Talk about tough and courage and smart. Known him 20-something years. So that is so important. And then I start seeing the reports to Congress because those are the actual data. And those are always a couple months behind. So as of 2 months ago, they found 30,000. That has actually rescued them. Not just when they said, oh, we found 87,000 where they are of the 300-plus thousand missing under Biden that they snuck in. So 2 months ago, it was 30,000. In the first few months, they rescued 10,000. I don't know what it is now. It was, so it's exponential, 10,000 and then 30,000 2 months ago. We just now learned the reports in Congress on Tuesday. I just saw it today. 30,000. That's good with 5,000 agents. That's real good. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm going, that is real action. And now you've got the DOJ, and now you're meeting with HHS, and you're like, why does that matter? Wouldn't it be ICE? No. ICE was told 4.5 years ago, you no longer can look for ID, anything. Everybody shreds their IDs on the other side, so you find them everywhere on the border. And then they just give them an envelope with a phone number that the coyotes give them, and then that's the human smuggler they send them to. And around 70% of the time, they're sent with basically no information where they're going. And we've had the whistleblowers on that are on the airplanes, delivering as young as 3-month-old babies to convicted human traffickers and pedophiles. And that's not just counting all of the pedophile arrests happening that are exponential. So I look at that, and I look at the 96% drop in smuggling across the border. They basically cut it off. I'm really blown away that it's that successful. Very impressive. I mean, these federal agents are not sitting around playing ping pong or eating donuts. And I'm told, and I've seen it from my sources, that they are just 18-hour days, maximum output, guzzling energy drinks, just operating on testosterone and adrenaline. And because Trump has told them through their bosses, you got quotas, you do it, or you're fired. You get massive arrests and massive kids saved. You get bonuses, you get promotions, you get overtime, you get everything. So, I mean, you watch these raids. I've seen them outside the office. Ran into one a few weeks ago. I mean, these feds are just running around like hunting dogs, just grabbing. I mean, this is what you're supposed to see going on. Real energy. So, I mean, I drove in the office like 2 weeks ago. I told the story. I didn't want to get out in the middle of it. And I mean, I'm talking 300 yards from the door to the office. They got a Fed vehicle, and then you got a state police there backing them up, and the feds are wearing masks, and they're literally running back and forth, and they're packing like 6 people out of the back of this truck, a King Cab truck, and they're illegal, you know, it looks like illegal alien males, and the feds, because I pulled over in the parking lot and watched them for about 5 minutes, were just running back and forth and just checking them. It was like they were sped up or something. You know, like you watch the kung fu movies and they speed up the fighting. I was just like, good God, running around like piranhas. So I don't know what they're giving them, but so this is a change. The bad guys hate Trump. I will not apologize for going completely ape on him about this. Steve Bannon agreed today. Total disaster the way Trump handled all this. Just blood in the water, give our enemies a giant present. And I'm going to attack Trump when he makes mistakes to protect him and our agenda. Because the globalists, if they get back in power and we don't dismantle them, they're going to put my ass in prison or worse. I mean, this is life and death for me. Steve Bannon said on the show with me a few weeks ago, he said, yeah, we're going to have to leave the country. They're going to put us in prison if we, I mean, this is life and death. I need Trump to succeed. That's why I flip out on him when he does stuff that's, you know, stupid. We got huge news on this, just massive information today, so much, your calls. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. I just got started. Please share the live feed of Real Alex Jones on X right now and the Rumble feed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Down and it goes to his brain.
ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants, and it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself at store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer to 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
General Flynn just contacted us and gave us more information on this genius act that is a backdoor stealth implementation, a section of it is, for a central bank digital currency in America. And that's just as bad as the AI 10-year dictatorship. It's all basically the same thing. That's coming up. But Marine Comey, that runs the pedophile cover-ups with limited hangout cases, just got her ass fired today. Her dad controlled the main Epstein file on record, going back to at least 2013. And then whenever lawsuits got filed, we're bringing out all this stuff on Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and P. Diddy, they go in and indict them, but have a limited investigation and then put a bunch of error in there so later their convictions will be overturned. And everybody's been beating the drum. Why is Marine Comey still at the FBI? Fear is the tool of a tyrant. Fired federal prosecutor Marine Comey tells colleagues, "You're the tyrant, witch, and your father. Your father put me under national security investigation in 2013 and tapped all my phones. You're the threat to national security. The idea that I would work for a foreign government. The idea I would take money against my country, you scum. You hate America, filth. Burn in hell. You are the traitor. You are the enemy. Not me. I hate your guts. They have run all the lawfare and the attacks on my family and everything else. They've stalked me. They've attacked me and my crew. They've tried to put me in prison and put Owen in prison. You are monsters. You are the tyrant. You are the plague. You are the enemy. You are the danger to our republic. Not me. You persecuted me and countless other patriots. And I pray to God you get your ass indicted and get a nice fat-ass fair trial and your ugly witch hag ass thrown in prison for 50 years. I pray to God. And I don't want anybody to be violent to her or any Fauci or her dad or Brennan or Clapper or any of them. Only thing they can do to try to save their bacon is false flag themselves and play victim. You attack me. You attacked America. You attacked the truth. I mean, I can't even remember all the stuff they've done to us. It's insane. They have had intelligence agencies, private cutout intelligence agencies, attempted sex operatives, attempted setting me up with Russian money, so I went and exposed it to the FBI, told them to their face with law firm letters and everything, that I know they're behind it. And, of course, they were. Oh, the Russians, we're Russians. We want to give you $3 million. And then it was someone sent by the former Obama Attorney General. And you don't think we know how to find out this stuff. You send a law firm that it turns out is the CIA to come to Trump Hotel and offer me a contract, and just, here's $3 million. And I went, I'm a loyal American, and I know why you're here, I know what you're doing. You think I'm this stupid? That's just one of the times. These passive aggressive people, I mean, the idea that I would take money from a foreign government to betray my country. I get persecuted and attacked constantly for fighting for my country. I am not for sale. I already sold out to Jesus Christ. That's my boss. That's who I work for. And I love this country. I am an American. And their hoaxes that people like Donald Trump's anti-American, and that Donald Trump works for the Russians, or that Donald Trump gets pissed on, or just all of it is so ridiculous. Donald Trump could have been the Democrat president. He didn't want to work for them. He wants to run the whole show, and now he pretty much does. He'll just run the first time and take the top slot right away. Yeah, he's not going to work for you. That's not his nature, and it's not mine either. You see, this country's about a meritocracy. And it's where I can be the captain of my ship, and people through free will can work with me and listen to me and support me and be part of what we do together. And if you don't like what I do and what I stand for, good, go do something else. It's called being an individual. And that's why when Trump comes out and says, you're not part of MAGA and we don't want you and you don't deserve to be part of this, talking about me, I'm now confirmed mainly. And then later, well, I'm just disappointed in him. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in you. And your real friends will tell you when you're doing something wrong, Mr. President. If you want a bunch of people to tell you what you want to hear and kiss your ass, you're in the wrong game. And he doesn't like that. He actually likes people challenging him. First thing Roger Stone ever told me when I talked to Trump, you know, off air, he was like, well, he calls you, so he's running. Remember, he doesn't like sycophants. People kiss his ass, tell him what you really think. And I went, well, don't worry, Roger, ever done that with you? He's like, no. Yeah. But imagine Trump sends him to go get the files. There's a bunch of made-up stuff about him in there and other people. And he went, oh, my God, they set us up. And then instead of coming out and just saying all that, he's like, drop it, shut it down, they're behind it, it's crap. Just trust me. But he didn't even say that for the first week. He just said, nothing ever happened. This is all BS. Move along. People go, well, that's the DOJ. That's not Trump. No, it was him, and I told you it was him, and it was him. He admits it was him. And now the Democrats are in full court press on this. We need a special prosecutor last month. And we need one of the highest integrity. And then the one FBI agent that got convicted and sent to prison in the whole Durham report, Russiagate thing, remember he falsified an email. Well, you just prosecute the FBI agents under Comey when Trump was attacking Obama that were starting to stick stuff in files and trying to look for dirt on Trump, and now they've shoved that in there. There's no proof. There's no real people. There's nothing. You just prosecute their ass. You lean into it. It's like when they planted child porn on us and they subpoena our emails and they get, you know, hundreds of thousands of unopened ones. And then they call them and go, we found child porn in email you turned over in Discovery. We want to meet with you and work this out. And I went, uh-huh. My lawyer's like, yeah, they said this could kind of come to a close now. It was time to come work for them. One of many offers, just in that case. And I said, no. And I went on air and went crazy. Why should I be intimidated that I was sent unopened emails that had hidden metadata, children being raped on it? We never opened it. Then they subpoena with all the keywords and then tell the world that I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Bloomberg, AP Reuters, got nasty son of a bitch. I had people threaten to attack me at gas stations the week after that. You son of a bitch sending that to those families. I ought to. And I just sit there and stare at them and I go, you better turn around and get in your truck right now. What? So, I mean, it's just what goes on with these people. And then the FBI actually gave us a letter. We didn't even ask for it. Saying, no, Alex Jones and InfoWars are the victims of this. They are not sending child porn around. You sue me. We got 10 million emails in there. So we're not hiding anything. We never even deleted them going back years. 300 and something thousand have the dozens of keywords. And it's somebody attacking us and threatening us 2 days after we got sued in Connecticut. The emails had the child porn in it. And then hidden images and videos in the metadata that when they sued and got it, they scanned all of it and went and found that. It was very lucky they did that. I'm not saying they were involved planting it or anything. Certainly not. But remember Cheryl Atkinson, the big investigative journalist, still a huge one? Integrity? The feds felt so guilty about it that the good feds let them know, hey, they've been trying to plant child porn on your husband. That's their go-to. And so these very same people, these deep staters that ran all this, Comey, Brennan, all of them, that I've been specifically targeted by with Trump on record. You know, you go watch a movie like Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. It's a great movie. And you're like, oh, my God, they're spying on them. It's so evil. But then it actually happens to you and the president. Everybody's like, yeah, well, it's no big deal. It's just how it is. see, this isn't a movie, folks. This is the real world. So I want Trump, and it's already happening. I said this last week. I said, you know, they really indict the globalists and keep saving the kids and all that and keep the border shut down. In the aggregate, it's, you know, thousands of times, 100,000 times bigger than Epstein's intelligence operation. If for whatever reason, they don't have the resources or it's old cases or whatever, I people aren't going to buy it, but I understand it. I understand the thinking. But for God's sakes, don't tell us that it never existed and these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Just please. You cannot say something worse to make everybody think you're guilty, Mr. President. And I know you're pissed off. Well, thank God you started telling us on Sunday, oh, no, it's Brennan, it's Clapper, it's Comey, which did control the file on record. That's already known. And of course they would do something like that. I mean, I don't even think it's a question. Of course they did. So special prosecutor needs to go through it all. They need to bring it out. And it's going to be FBI interviews 2013, 2014, when Obama's targeting Trump at first, with the original Jane Does. They knew he was going to run for president. They had his phones tapped. And they were trying to find something, and then they rolled those Jane Does out right before the election, but it turned out they weren't even real people. Remember all that? That's what's in there. Trump ought to come out and have a damn press conference about it and stay directly and say, we're going to indict your asses for this. And then indict them and then bring in all the FBI agents that raided all the Epstein facilities and took away all the hard drives and DVDs and say, where is that or we're going to indict you? Where'd you take that? Where'd you take that? Because that was the Democrats doing that. That was Comey, the big one, the daddy. And we now know from the documents from the CIA that indeed they ran it and went and paid Steele and gave it to the DNC. It wasn't Hillary. I mean, she was part of it, but it wasn't the DNC. They just pushed it. And Seth Rich knew about that. And you saw what happened to him. So I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. People say, well, this is paradoxical. You're really pissed off at Trump. But at the same time, you support him. Well, of course, it's like anything in this world. But at the end of the day, I want to play this clip because this is just an example of what I'm talking about. They now have the testimony and they now have the newest reports that are getting 2 months old. 30,000 children in sex slavery and in slave labor have been found and rescued. 87,000, again, 6 months ago, were identified where their last address was and who they were given to. And you ask, why are you having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. so much with Ed Martin there at the DOJ and his new 800-person, billion-dollar-funded task force of government weaponization? It's because HHS, under Biden, took control of the records of where the kids went, and the Border Patrol and ICE wasn't even allowed to know. That was covering up the trail. So now he's gone and given that database to Ed Martin. You can imagine what's going on. And that's why Congressman Clay Higgins, who's awesome and former law enforcement, is letting these NGOs know that's who you go after next. And then it goes right to the top. Mayorkas, get ready to be wearing orange jumpsuits. And I'm sorry, it's 35,000 rescued children, and that number's 2 months old. You're like, well, why isn't it new? Statistics take time. They're always a few months behind. So that is great, and I am so excited about it, and praise God. So we're seeing real action, and we got Maureen Comey fired by the DOJ overnight. We've got her already whining and calling Trump a tyrant. That is wonderful. You've got Kennedy purging the big government, corporate-run Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson boards, putting in patriots and real scientists. You've got them firing more people today that are globalist. We'll be getting to that. Maha Shakeup, HHS Secretary RFK Jr., fires two top staffers and appoints new acting chief of staff. It's on. And then you get bad stuff like the DOJ. Oh, federal court, class action suit. FDA wants it out. HHS wants fluoride out. Well, we're appealing that. We want to keep it in. Well, we're going to find out who's behind that. We know it's the American Chemical Council that Bondi is connected to. And if that continues, I'm going to go ape. So I'll just call balls and strikes. But as the dust settles, I've really been able to think about this. And it's okay. I spent 4 hours on the Epstein thing yesterday and 3 hours there before. And we'll take calls. You can talk about it. But I'll cover every angle. But I'm going to limit it how much I cover it just to the basic facts that come out. Because we've got to look at everything else that's going on here. And that's why Trump is in general pissed off. I get it. He's got big fish to fry. Like saving the economy, the trade deal, stopping the wars, all of it. I get it. But if you don't indict and go after the deep state, which he supports, they're never going to go away. They're going to keep attacking and blocking. He just won the big victory over the Article III courts, trying to be dictators. I mean, you know, we have exciting stuff going on right now. And Chelsea Clinton and the Clintons and the Obamas and all of them sycophantically around Comey, they're losing their power by the minute. They're politically burning down in front of our faces. And that's a hallelujah moment. All right, let's go ahead and go to Congressman Higgins talking about the good news.
And according to my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender age kids. Hey, like that. Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It was a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender age children into sex trafficking and slave labor into our country. We're finding these kids. We're tracking this fraudulent documents. You're right, Ms. Hopper. My research showed a little bit less, 65%. You said 70%. I'll go with 70. So be advised. Be advised. We are building out case files, criminal case files. We're interviewing these 35,000 kids, and we're finding out exactly what the hell happened, how they ended up in the nightmare where they were, and we're rescuing more. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. We're going to identify these children. We're locating these children. We're rescuing these children, and we're building out criminal files based upon the testimony of these young teenagers and the documentation of fraudulent vetting, and many of these NGO employees are going to find themselves wearing orange. Be that new favorite color. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the indulgement. I yield.
Remember, 3 years ago, the New York Times, just to cover its ass, did a couple big reports with thousands of children as young as 9, on average 14, in tire factories, cereal factories, grain processing factories, textile plants. And nothing against the North and places like Michigan and Illinois, but you notice you don't ever see this in the South. Just because there's still Christian values, and there's some of it, but not much. It's in like Illinois. It's in Michigan. It's in California. And, you know, and they're raping these kids too. And they're not even going to school. They're sleeping on mats. And then it turns out that, you know, the cute little girls are getting told, hey, you can go do this. And they're being pimped out. I mean, this is this is the New York Times three years ago. I mean, this is holy mackerel moment. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into the Genius Act and the central bank digital currency Trojan horse that's so important. We shot down the AI takeover. We're going to shoot this down together. That's why they want the show off the air, because the power you have, we're going to go to break. Just remember, I am in an existential battle with the globalist. They are in federal and state court. They've appointed a receiver, Judge Guerra Gamble, the goblin judge that ran the fake trial. And they violated a whole bunch of rules and laws. We filed a bunch of stuff. It's just ongoing. It's an ongoing war. So I need support. Plus, the products are incredible. Now, we have a new combo deal with two new incredible products for 50% off, limited time, out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get the new product, Power Plant, and Methyl Drive, both of these so good for you, energy, clarity, energy. You take them together, unbelievable. And it is the Power Drive Special, 50% off. But I got to tell you, this is so strong. It gives me so much energy. I only took it once. Chase described it as 10 times stronger than Turbo Force, and Turbo Force was ultra strong. You take it with Methylene Blue, it's designed for that. It's insane. So I would take it individually at first, see how you feel, and then take them together. But, I mean, we're putting out stuff so powerful. This is insane. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Advanced adaptogen complex and activate your cellular energy formulas. And these are incredible, documented, supercharging natural compounds. These don't give you energy like a stimulant. They give you energy by actually stimulating the cells and making them healthier. And it's like 30 minutes it hits. But the real effects, I'm told, people have been taking it for a few weeks before it actually officially came in. We had samples. This has been in development for 6 months. This is unbelievably powerful. So get these products right now, part of this combo deal, 50% off. Also, we've already sold out of close to half of these. It's a fundraiser. This badass tactical dagger, stainless steel, 1776 on one side, Alex Jones' signature on the other, in the great collector case with my signature on it. These knives sell for $100 in stores, but we can give it to you for $78 because we bought so many. We got a big discount, so we have some profit there. Get this while you can. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action now. The best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
Pacific Palisades fire, which, if the insane news cycle buried it from your memory, began on January 7th, 2025, and caused massive destruction across the Pacific Palisades, Topanga, and Malibu, with nearly every structure north of Sunset Boulevard in Pacific Palisades being obliterated, causing severe air pollution in Los Angeles. The crisis was compounded by water supply issues, as 20% of fire hydrants in the more elevated parts of Pacific Palisades ran dry. The containment efforts reached only 8% by January 31st of 2025 after 24 days of battling an inferno that 7 months later is still being investigated as arson. In the aftermath, Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 549 into law. This legislation grants Los Angeles County the authority to purchase fire-destroyed lots at minimal cost, a decision that directly contradicts Newsom's previous statements to homeowners that government-driven property conversions would not occur.
I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward, and we'll be presenting those in a matter of days, not just weeks.
The bill mandates that from January 2026, 40% of the housing in affected areas must be affordable, and it establishes a, quote, resilient rebuilding authority, end quote, that overrides local community decisions on rebuilding efforts. This strips away local control, likely displacing original homeowners who don't fall under the criteria of Section 8 recipients, and enables rezoning without their input.
The people that are in charge of this bill, they're the people in charge of letting the whole town burn down, okay? You can say whatever you want, but all their decisions, all their negligence, all that, that's why we have no town in the Palisades. Why would we ever have them in charge of rebuilding what they let burn down?
With SB 549, the authority can buy back land and offer it first to original owners. But if they cannot afford it, they lose their homes permanently, setting the table for Smart LA 2028, led by the City of Los Angeles's Information Technology Agency, a government technocracy that is building the 2028 Olympics on the charred remains of its citizens' homes.
Technology enables the City of LA to efficiently and ethically improve the quality of life for our residents, businesses, and visitors. In other words, when done right, technology makes us smarter. That's why the City of Los Angeles strives to be a smart city. And there's never been a more important time for Los Angeles to be smart than now, as we prepare to host the world in the 2028 Summer Olympics and Paralympics.
Meanwhile, the LA Rises public outreach campaign, launched by the survivors to support recovery efforts, is undermined by Newsom's policy shifts, which prioritize government control over the restoration of homeowner rights and local autonomy.
What they're proposing is a separate government entity to be comprised of political appointees, not people elected by you, who would have centralized authority over construction permitting, development, land acquisition, and other key decisions that will shape the future of the Palisades.
In this brave new world, the people of Pacific Palisades are not rebuilding their lives. They are being rebuilt by a government that ignored their cries for help and sees opportunity in their suffering, an opportunity with motive.
It's like California's being run by a criminal operation, and the goal is the biggest land grab in the history of the United States of America.
But the question isn't whether this was planned. It's whether the people of California will stand idly by as their homes, their rights, and their futures are consumed by the same fire that started it all. Their time to take a stand is today, and it isn't tomorrow. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I told you all this was going to happen, just like Nero burned Rome to expand his palace. It was all a setup. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the DHS just released new numbers. Over 1 million people have self-deported because most of the welfare to illegal aliens has been cut off by DOGE and the Trump administration. Beautiful, that's coming up. FBI opens grand conspiracy probe on weaponization, opening door to special prosecutor. I'm told that appointment is imminent. Could it be as early as this week? And then there'll be another one on Epstein as well. I say combine the two because it's all connected. Maureen Comey, the cover-up artist on the ground for her dad controlling the Epstein file, has been fired. More on that. And we just aired, if you missed it, some stations don't carry the first five, a John Bowne report on the Pacific Palisades. And I'm going to get more into that. The article's up on Infowars.com with the video from John Bowne. Another conspiracy theory comes true. California bill passes to buy fire-ravaged Palisades for low-income apartments and pay you a fraction of what your property's worth. They have issued, get ready for this, out of tens of thousands of homes destroyed, less than 10 permits to rebuild. But you remember the press conference back in January, late January, right when Trump got in, with the communist mayor, she mentioned the communist, worked for Cuba, intelligence agent Bass, and people say, we haven't been given permits. We need to be able to get in there. And she goes, oh, you'll get permits this week. They've issued 8 permits. And, of course, it's select rich people that are going to be able to keep their house that are insiders. Tens of thousands of destroyed properties. You can't rebuild. We're going to rezone it. We're going to pay you 10% of what it's worth. The governor runs the task force. All his buddies get the job. And they already passed 2 years before to make it a UN smart city grid in the Palisades, the most expensive real estate in the United States. After Lahaina in Maui burned. This is administrative mass murder, as I told you the day after the fires. They drained the reservoirs. They blocked the testing of the fire hydrants. They wouldn't send fire trucks the first night. They left the power lines on. They didn't trim the brush around the power lines for years. They had it all set up. They knew exactly what they were doing. And because the crime is so outrageous, people just can't even wrap their minds around it. Well, I didn't just wrap my mind around it. You can go find the clip. We played it back when it happened. Crew found it. I looked at how they were burning down California and other key areas and blocking first responders and Antifa caught in 2020, remember, catching fires everywhere. And the media would try to cover it up. They had a fact checker say it didn't exist. Those in the local news, the police were arresting them. Leftist professors are burning everything now. They're accelerationist. They want to collapse society, Clark and Piven. I said back at the time when they burned down Maui, Lahaina, I said, Man, where's the other most expensive stuff? And it was, I looked it up, it was the Palisades, and I said, I bet in the next few years they burn down the Palisades. And now we know it was leftist arsonists that on top of the power lines falling and creating a big fire line, just like Maui. Hundreds of videos of leftists running around starting fires everywhere. Just psychotic, demon-possessed. They can't have a nice house, so it can burn. But the reason they targeted the Palisades is it wasn't all just $10 million, $20, $20 million, $50 million homes. It was where you have it right next to houses built in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, generationally handed down, where you had cops and firefighters and coffee shop owners and black, white, Hispanic, old, young, who've been handing down those houses that are two, three-bedroom cracker boxes, but are worth $2, $3, $4 million. And then they pull the insurance a few months before on almost everybody. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, sorry. If you can afford to rebuild and wait all these years, maybe we'll let you rebuild. You can jump through all these hoops. But remember, Bass, that we ought to find that. Well, let's do it later. I only have the number out to take calls, too, and cover a bunch of other news that's important. But try to find Trump, Karen Bass press conference, building permits. And it's like an hour long, and Trump's arguing with her, and she's lying. But it's the, Trump goes, let's take questions from the homeowners here, the property owners. And they're like, it's been weeks, and we're not even allowed into our areas, and when are we getting the permits? Oh, you're getting permits. You're getting them soon. Well, we're told it's going to be a year. Oh, no. No. It'll be a week. Remember she said, and Trump goes, I'm going to hold you to that. It's so dramatic. And here we are 6 months later. Did you find it? If that's it, we'll play it right now. And they've given out less than 10 permits. Is that the clip? Did you guys find it? Right, they're pulling in right now. They found it. Good. Sorry, I do this on the fly. Poor crew. Then I'm like, give it to me. It's like, Rob Aguero's is like pulling stuff up in like 15 seconds. I'm like, that's not fast enough. No, it's just, people go, I mean, remember back at the time, Elon Musk is insane, CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, he's reposting Alex Jones' insane rant that this is a 15-minute city and that Newsom's going to come take it over with a task force and take everybody's property and build this new smart city and make money for his buddies, and that it was all premeditated, totally insane. Yeah, we ought to find those MSNBC and CNN, like 5-minute clips, where it's all the same script. He's totally nuts. He's claiming this was all premeditated. He's claiming they drained the reservoir. He's claiming they didn't cut the tree. And then they go, look, these reservoirs were full. And they show you reservoirs 20 miles away, not the fire reservoir above the Palisades built for that, drained 2 months before. They claimed for maintenance, but it turned out it wasn't maintenance. They ordered the son of a gun drained. I mean, it ain't hard, folks, to figure this out. But see, can you handle the truth? I specifically said when they burned down Maui a few years ago, I bet they burned down the Palisades next. Catherine Austin Fitz, who I learned about this from 25 years ago, that's how long I've been interviewing her. She was the deputy head of HUD, $40 billion under management, you know, all of it. She was already hearing about this technocracy and how they would administratively do this. And then she discovered a decade ago how they, some Antifa files got leaked, how in key cities in 2020, Minnesota, you name it, they would send Antifa to lead the mobs to burn certain buildings that were people that wouldn't sell that the globalists wanted. I mean, that's how incredibly scientific these people are. I mean, they set this sucker up. It would be less obvious if at high noon on a Saturday while my neighbors are mowing their yard, I got a 5-gallon can of gas, and they see me on the roof pouring gasoline on it, and then I light it on fire, and the fire department gets there, and the neighbors run over and go, he's crazy, we saw him burn it down. I go, that's completely insane. Even though they have the witnesses. I mean, that is less obvious than what Newsom, Patrick Bateman, in the flesh, has done. And he's the Pelosi Democrat crime boss. But this was all set up. This was all planned. They had it all lined up. Again, I have a good friend who was in rehab in December in Maui. Not in Maui, in, what's the name of the thing right there on the coast? God, I'm having one of those moments. What's the part of L.A. that's right there on the beach? It drives me crazy when I can't think of the most simple things. I have a good friend who was out in Los Angeles in December at a rehab for alcohol. And I remember the friend calling me and saying, yeah, I've been here 20 days, I'm sober, it's great, but I may have to leave because the electricity's off for days because they had to turn it off because of 50-mile-an-hour winds, you know, for fires. And, you know, it's crazy, there's been no power for 2 days because they can't turn it on because the power lines fall down, it'll burn all the brush. And I looked it up, and it was on the news. And there were hundreds of power cuts in the months before this with high winds in L.A. in different areas. But when 80-mile-an-hour winds come in, they leave the power on. I mean, come on, people. It's just, it's so crazy. But see, it's the perfect crime. Drain the reservoir. Don't send the fire trucks that night. They said, we didn't send extra fire trucks. We sent them the next morning. That's on record. And everything else they did, not trimming the brush for years, the fire department begging for it, cutting the fire department, putting DEI people, they're totally incompetent, in charge. So know what's going on. And then administratively burning that sucker to the ground. And then I said, he's going to appoint a task force, them at the head. He's going to declare a disaster. He's above the law. And they're going to build compact 15-minute city, high-rises, 200-square-foot coffin apartments, because that's in the UNESG, and now it's all been announced. Exactly as I said. Here is the clip back from 6 months ago, heard with Trump saying, yeah, we're going to give you the permits right away. And, of course, it was all a lie. Here it is.
We're bringing our city departments together so that people don't get caught in the loop of going from one room to the next. We want them all to be in the same room so that you can get busy rebuilding ASAP. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And we will clear the lots. Absolutely. In the city and in the county. We are working together. Both levels of government are working in unity.
Is it like we that's the answer that we got, and that's where we're all hanging on.
Yes.
So if you're telling us now faster, is it 6 months? Is it, I mean, all of our lives, rents, all this stuff is weighing on this.
6 months is no good.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to clear out the debris. And you know, we're concerned right now over the weekend because of the potential rain, but we are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't
cost
a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be in that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to wait around for 7 months till the city hires some demolition contract. That's going to charge him $25,000 to do his lot.
Yeah.
I think you have to, you have emergency powers just like I do, and I'm exercising my emergency powers. You have to exercise them also.
I did exercise them.
Because I looked. I mean, you have a very powerful emergency power, and yes, you can do everything within 24 hours.
Yes. And if individuals want to clear out their property, they can. Yes, but you know that you will be able to go back soon.
Mr. President.
We think within a week.
That's a long time, a week. I'll be honest. To me, everyone's standing in front of their house. They want to go to work, and they're not allowed to do it.
And the most important thing is for people to be safe.
They're safe. They're safe. You know what? They're not safe. They're not safe now. They're going to be much safer. A week is actually a long time, the way I look at it. I watched hundreds of people standing in front of their lots, and they're not allowed to go in. It's all burned. It's gone. It's done. Nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to burn anymore. There's nothing to burn. There's almost nothing to burn. And they want
all right, let's
to go
stop
in there.
There.
The people.
Now we're 6 months later, and I sent the crew this on Monday, but I just remembered it. There's all these videos of helicopters and on the beach and everywhere. Nothing's being built. No crews, nobody, still everything burned out. Many areas, they still don't let you clear things out. They won't even give them permits. 6 months later, a lying monster. And they told them 6 months to a year. And so they're like, hey, you got to let it. Oh, don't worry. Immediately, next week. I mean, this is on purpose, people. And now they've done it. Another conspiracy theory comes true. California bill passes to buy fire-ravaged Palisades for low income. By triggering the bill, and it ties into the ESG rules of the UN, saying it'll be low-income housing. Well, it's for the poor. Well, now you don't get to build what you want. We'll build what we want. And they've still done the same thing in Lahaina and Maui. Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey had a big project to build a new Four Seasons. You know, Bill Gates owns the Four Seasons. He's a biggest owner of it. And the people voted and said no. And they burned their ass out a year later. Oh, conspiracy theories thwart rebuilding plan after L.A. County wildfires. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to not let you build. We're going to take your property. They're saying, like, pay it 10% what it's worth. And then if you don't like that, it's a conspiracy theory that you're being raped, which you are, and you're thwarting the rebuilding. And notice the governor right after that did declare an emergency, as I said he would do, and covered up any investigations and put himself and his buddies in charge of what's going to be built. And now they've announced big high-rises, 200-square-foot coffin apartments, a bunch of fancy apartments, a bunch of malls, a bunch of stuff for them. With the, how much has California gotten in federal money? Something like $30 billion. They're getting all the rest of money. So all that goes through Governor Newsom. If you remember, during the COVID lockdowns, his ugly, disgusting, demonic aunt, I mean, ugly spiritually, she's also very ugly physically, Nancy Pelosi was still getting her hair done, wasn't wearing a mask, everybody else was locked down, and he kept his restaurant wineries all stayed open. And the photos got taken by waiters of them having big parties, and none of them wearing masks at their venues. Boy, business was hopping there. That's what feudalism is. You get to keep your businesses open. Nobody else does. You know, George Washington was already very successful and the best surveyor and militia combat guy on the frontiers. By militia, they were fighting the Native Americans. And then the British. Famous battle where he got, you know, 1,000 troops shot at him for hours and couldn't hit him. He had holes all through his clothes. That's a true story. But he was so wealthy because he got so much land with a hatchet when he was a young man. And then he became one of the richest men at farming and hemp and everything else. But the Lord still wouldn't let him do business. He had to go through them. That's another reason for the war. wasn't about the price of tea. All right. I want to give the number out. We won't have time to take a ton of calls because we've got this big FBI whistleblower, CIA whistleblower, exposing so much of the deep state, what's really going on with the Trump administration, and more coming up in the third hour. And then in the fourth hour, I've waited over a week and a half to air this because I've been so busy on all the other news. But what looks like cut and dry, in my opinion, money laundering, certainly incredible scandal. Not only did the DOJ give money to the people that sued me right when they sued me and then when they had the show trials, that's already come out. But now we know the law firm's billing never billed until the exact amount comes in from the DOJ. And then a week later, the exact amount is billed, and then that's paid. I can tell you the Justice Department's looking at this. Look at themselves. That's what they really want to look into. I was like, wow, I mean, I'm kind of controversial. I'm surprised you guys are reaching out to me. We're like, we're surprised you didn't reach out to us. No, we want to go after the corruption in our own system. Okay. And the arrogant people doing these attacks on me, they don't care. They just run headlong, just foaming at the mouth. So that's coming up in the fourth hour. I mean, we did a 30-minute presentation with all the documentation and videos. And then there'll be a new update because they can't get the federal court to shut me down. They're now in the state court with a receiver, and they want to be in here as early as, you know, in the next few weeks. I mean, my lawyer said it could be yesterday, but, you know, any time. And we've survived so much, people are like, oh, you'll be all right. No, yeah, keep praying for us, but no, this is serious. They did the last receiver wrong, and that got blocked by federal court, and he committed suicide, very sad. I mean, I'm serious when I say that. See people in the comments go, why are you sad with the person? I mean, you know, it's sad. So, a lot more coming up here today. And I want to briefly, obviously, hit the emergency power grab that's going on in the Genius Act. General Flynn's emergency, he reached out today, said, please get this out, so MTG. They've got the latest and the details of the subsections. I'm going to hit that. And then I've got some other news I want to hit. But we have this CIA whistleblower, huge, coming up in the third hour. But I want to take, let's put 8 phone calls on the board, including the 3 people yesterday that got stuck on hold. They gave us their number. We called them back. On Trump. And a special prosecutor, as I first broke on Monday, is going to get appointed. It's a done deal now. It's being reported. The White House. And so what do you think of that? What do you think of my view that they're doing so much good saving all these kids with that home and the rest of it and Maha and all the rest of it? And we understand they had the files, Comey and the rest of them. So I believe Trump that when they went to investigate what was being hidden, it's a setup. I mean, that makes perfect sense. So I just say bring it out. Don't try to hide it and hope the scandal goes away. Lean into it. But we need mass indictments now. It's not enough to fire Marine Comey. That's a good start. And you notice we've been harping on it. Everybody's been harping on it. Why is she still there? She's gone. That's a no-brainer. Why the hell was she still there? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers right now, first-time callers only, on Trump and the Epstein fiasco. 877-789-2539. Don't forget, we're listener supported. We got great products and the new Tactical Dagger selling out quick at thealexshowstore.com.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me. 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. Well, John, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Kiriakou is former head of counterterrorism, CIA, in Afghanistan and other countries. Very famous, very prestigious, very documented what he said was true, exposing illegal torture programs and more. I've interviewed him a few times, and he did a great job, but he has been on fire with Patrick Bet-David and Tucker Carlson on Israel really trying to take over the United States, not just foreign policy, and so much more. So very impressed. And again, he's not anti-Israel, folks. And I want to be clear. I don't say that as like, wink, wink, dog whistle, I love Hitler, you know, but oh, I don't really hate all the Jews. It's just the Zionist crap. I'm somewhat of a historian, and I've experienced a lot. And Israel, until recently, was not the dominant lobbying force in the United States. It was the communist Chinese, the BlackRock globalists, and the rest of it. But Israel really is, because the Democrats are in such disarray, trying a hostile takeover of the White House. And they basically have control of Middle Eastern foreign policy. And so I legitimately am concerned by the moves Israel's making and the things they're doing, because it is the most popular thing, the fastest growing thing. The majority of people around the world, the majority of Democrats, like 90% of them, close to half of Republicans now, hate Israel. And see, I know how to think second, third, fourth, fifth order consequences. A, I don't want the people in Israel to get blown up in a nuclear war. I don't hate them. I don't like their corrupt, evil government. And Israel is destroying itself in the world's eyes. And then I understand Israel's got thousands of nuclear weapons, not hundreds, and high-tech delivery systems, and the Samson option. People always go, God, they'll blow everybody up if they get blown up. That's called mad. We got it too. I'm just going to call things as they are. People go, wait, he's defending Israel. Now he's attacking Israel. I just look at the issue. Was attacking the Liberty trying to sink it to blame Egypt with LBJ nice? No, that was horrible and criminal. Oh my God, the Jews will, if somebody nukes them, they'll nuke them. It'll end the world. Samson option. We call it mad. My brain only works on being informed and covering things as they are. But the biggest enemy of Jews worldwide is Benjamin Netanyahu. And, you know, you heard Michael Savage on 2 weeks ago. He's pro-Israel. He's an America First guy. He doesn't call himself a Zionist, but he's pro-Israel. And I admire Michael because he's so articulate and so smart on so many fronts. I mean, you know. And he said, no, I talked to top Israelis and top generals, all of them, and they say Netanyahu is going to get Israel destroyed because they're smart. They're not against Israel. They're not even against Israel expanding, you know. But what did Savage say? Take the foot off the gas? Yeah. If everybody that just says, you know, to the mountains of the sea, kill all the Jews, you understand that means nuclear war, right? Now, if I could hit a button right now and send all the Jews to Mars, I wouldn't do it. But at the same time, I am extremely sick of the ADL and the left and just my whole career on air being called anti-Semitic if I say there's globalists and there's a World Bank and the Federal Reserve is private. Oh, that's a secret code word for Jews. Well, I mean, the Rothschilds, when they set up the Federal Reserve, was the only audit, owned something like 80% of the shares in it. So, yeah, Jews own the Federal Reserve. Okay, you can't own something that's shadowy and basically runs things and then get mad if I say Jews control the Federal Reserve. I mean, again, it's a fact. So, and boy, if Trump was so controlled by the Jews, why won't they cut interest rates? See, because the Jews aren't one block. I mean, the grassroots Jews are basically, you know, some, a lot of them are leftists, some of them self-hating, but what you could say is upset about it. It's kind of pejorative, but that's just the term I would use. Everybody knows what that means. I'm going off on a jag here, one of your calls, but in general, when Israel gets attacked or Jews start to attack, almost all Jews line up together with solidarity to support their group. That's completely natural. It's tribal. It's normal. It's a survival mechanism. So, yeah, Jews are one block when it kind of comes to Jews are being persecuted. That's kind of why Israel, starting in 47, started bombing Jews in Spain, Portugal, Iraq, Syria, and a bunch of other countries. That's all declassified. And blaming it on Muslims and on Nazis to make Jews move to Israel. So the real relationship is the different kleptocratic Jewish mafias setting up Jews in Israel for calamity and then staying in power to do that and then scapegoating Jews in general by it, because Jews are smart on average, you know. They're not stupid, but when it comes to this, they've got a real blind spot. Because I've sat there and explained this to prominent Jews off record and actually sold a bunch of them on it because they didn't know about it. And then I've seen the Jews go out and act on what I've told them. So it's not like they're just telling me what I want to hear. I see them change. So, you know, I don't want to be in the position of having to roll up my sleeves and really go after Israel. But, man, Israel is going after our country and our sovereignty and has no right to run our country. And that's where I stand on it. Let's go to your phone calls. And then I'll get into the Genius Act and all the rest of it and some really big threats to freedom. But, I mean, that's it. I legitimately care about everybody. I legitimately want prosperity and peace. I legitimately want to live in peace. And that's a whole other thing. I can't sit there and watch Israel be an ethno-state and have rules on Jews can't marry non-Jews in Israel. And I'm like, fine, you're allowed to have an ethno-state. I'm not even saying people can't have that. But then if some white Christians just want to be white separatists and preserve their culture, the ADL, the Jewish lobby, and all of it attacks them and says they're Nazis, well, why do you get to have an ethno-state and white people can't? Or black people go and try to create their own thing, and you go, oh, God, look at these racist black people over here. They've created their own, you know, community. Well, you've done it. You got nuclear weapons. I mean, it's the logic of it. Now, there's Ben-Gurion. So, I just won't sit here and be lectured how I'm Adolf Hitler when it would take me 10 hours to break down all the historical facts of the Jews feeding off the Jews in World War II with deals with Hitler. And, of course, Hitler double-crossed them all at the end. That's why Madeleine Albright's dad, one of the main Jews running the operations of the Nazis, rounding up Jews, he was at the top. Soros was at the bottom. You take like people like Steve Pachenik, who's, you know, Jewish or half-Jewish. I guess the dad's Catholic, the mom is Jewish, so that makes him Jewish. You know, high-level CIA at the time, a long time ago. Really smart guy, but, you know, he would go off on it all day long about how the Jewish leadership made a deal with Hitler and all this and knew about the persecution coming and had a deal to send them to Palestine. But in the middle of it, the Germans lost control of North Africa and the Middle East. And they said, no, we're just going to kill all of you now. And then they, of course, rounded up. Even in Paris, one of the Rothschilds was running a bank with all the stolen Jew money they took from their own people. And they killed them. So it's true, even a couple of Rothschilds got killed. Oh, you mean Hitler double-crossed you? Yeah. You got out-criminaled. Rothschild, try this game. Rothschild bad, Hitler bad. See, you're supposed to go Rothschild good, Hitler bad, or Hitler good, Rothschild bad. No, Rothschild bad, Hitler bad. See how that works? Cyanide bad, arsenic bad. It's bad to be shot with a shotgun. It's bad to be shot with 357 Magnum in the head. It's bad to have diesel poured on you and it lit. It's bad to have gasoline poured on you and lit. See, everybody just thinks like there's two sides. No, there's never just two sides. Okay? So yeah, am I worried about Soros is still alive and was helping round up Jews for the Nazis. And I'm just like, and then you fun groups call me a Nazi? Fuck off, man. Because I know all about Hitler. And don't compare me to you and your boss. That's why the Nazis don't lie to me, because they love Hugo Boss uniforms and the formations and the geometry and the architecture, and it makes them feel powerful to see a bunch of mainly homosexual men in black uniforms marching around. Oh, yeah, the Nazis were just, come on. I just know too much. It's like Gnarls Barkley says, you know, I've gone crazy. I just know too much. So, no, I'm not a closeted anti-black person. I'm not a closeted anti-Hispanic. I'm not a closeted anti-Jew. But what I am is openly against racist black people, and that's not even most of them, but They're out there, and I will not bow to them, and I won't bow to Jews trying to make me feel guilty to them, and I'm not going to bow to anybody, and I'm proud to be white. And there's only 7% of the world that's white, and there's all these movements to not be white and don't have a white wife. I mean, hell, if you love somebody that's another color, I'm attracted to people of all colors. But my point is that by always telling me it's bad that I'm white all day, I'm like, well, hell, I better get some more white babies around here. It's like I don't want the polar bears to go extinct. And I'm sick of hearing about how white people are bad all day. But just because I'm proud of myself and proud of my heritage doesn't mean that I don't like you because you're something else. I can admire what your culture's done. And anybody that says the Jews haven't produced a lot of science, music, literature, culture, and there aren't some very highly performing Jews out there is a liar. You know, the Nazis trying to, oh, there's not really high, you know, Jews aren't as smart as they say, blah, 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 blah. Oh, bullshit. Why is our whole religious world system come out of them? I mean, just knock it off. It is Judeo-Christian. Doesn't mean it's Jewish Christianity. Now, that's what they mean. No, I mean it comes out of Abraham. Christianity came right out from between the legs of Abraham. And the abomination of Islam. And the Bible says this will be the abomination. So just stop. We're obsessed with the Jews, and they're obsessed with themselves because there is something special, especially good and especially bad. Because anything that's, the more you can have a 1,000-horsepower car, and you know how to drive it, it's great. If you don't know how to drive it, you'll get your ass wrapped around a telephone pole. And that's what I'm telling the Jews, not as one mouth of the group, but the ones, you know who you are. Stop using psychological warfare. Stop using black magic. Stop using dirty tricks. Stop it. Because you know the thing about black magic? It comes back on the person that does it sevenfold. You don't think black magic, I mean in general, dirty tricks. You don't think I'm not pretty smart and don't know how to do a lot of really nasty stuff to you after what you've done to me? You don't think I don't know it's been your mafia that's been on top of my ass? But I never took your bait, did you? I warned you that you're going to get your asses in a lot of trouble where you're going. And you're going to conjure a new Adolf Hitler. It'll probably get us all killed. See, I'm smart enough to look ahead here. No, I'm actually Israel's best friend because I care about everybody. And if you think, those of you that think, you're going to blow the Jews up and they're not going to take you with them, you're an idiot. But again, if I could blow the Jews up all right now and get away with it and I had a button, I wouldn't push it. Because that's not in God's plan. You start doing that, you know whose plan you're part of. You're like, oh, wait, you're saying they're with God? No, they're with a whole bunch of stuff. When God favors you, so does the devil. The more power I get, the more the devil comes a-knocking. And more the temptation gets. So I know what the Jews have gone through. Because you know what? I'm exceptional. I'm powerful. So I recognize you've had a lot of exception. I have exception. And you know, the Jewish lobby knows that about Northern Europeans. And they don't like competition. And that's why they're after them. So stop it. You don't want people at war with you. Stop attacking us. And we can figure out a future together. Okay? Knock it off right now. I'm just talking straight to you. People think they're going to kill the Jews and they're not going to blow everything up. You think you're going to, at the end of the day, really bring down white Christian Western civilization because the high IQs and the competition and you're threatened by it. You don't think people don't see that? You don't think you haven't conjured something again? Stop it. Now. Or you're going to get us all killed. Nazis need to stop it. The out-of-control Jewish supremacists need to stop it. All of you need to stop it. Now, that's straight shooting. All right, damn it. Let's go to phone calls. Excuse me. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex.
Go ahead.
I appreciate you, everything you do, and I'll get straight to it. I know that's your preference.
We appreciate you, brother. Go ahead.
But this whole roll-up by Trump is so out of character from him. Like, where's his charisma, his finger on the pulse, and he's never on the wrong side of an 80-20 issue. I like to use Occam's razor when I think about these kind of conspiratorial, you know, questions, and make the least amount of assumptions. I feel like the info isn't there, or maybe the info will break down social order as we know it.
He got mad because he was snuck attacked. He's like, yeah, I'll release it, investigate it. And then, of course, it's their file. He's like, I'm in there? What the hell? A new Russiagate. And then he's just flips out about it. And when we see it looking like a new Trump, it sent shockwaves through people. And we were right to say this is scary. But I've confirmed now he's starting to understand this and hopefully stops doing what he's been doing. And then the special counsel's coming, so that's good news.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one's talking about the intelligence side of this. The FBI controls the criminal side and has the files on the criminal side. But with intelligence being clearly a part of this, if not us, Israel as well, and no one's talking about getting Tulsi and Radcliffe involved and to see their files on Epstein. But also, what if it's a lot scarier than, you know, just trafficking and pedophilia? What if this goes into, you know, black magic, ritualistic behavior, and...
Oh, let me tell you something. Eyes Wide Shut isn't a movie, it's a documentary. You get in the upper echelons of money, you either got rich people that hide out and stay away from everybody and are freaked out, I mean, the really rich people... Or you got rich people that are devil worshiping. Devil worshiping, I mean, hardcore Luciferianism is all over the place. I've told the story. I mean, I'm not making it up. I've seen it, folks. Okay. And that's when I was a teenager. So let me tell you, it is bad. I mean, I've been in Eyes Wide Shut stuff. I've literally gotten out of that stuff. 13, 14, 15. I was like, God, I get to date the beauty queen. Oh, God, I'm 15 dating a college beauty queen. And I was like, another big mansion, another helicopter pad, and more, another black magic ceremony. And I was just like, God almighty, they were trying to recruit me, man. It's all over the place, bro.
I believe it.
Well, I see it. I mean, I know it.
But how deep does it go, and how prolific is it?
It's Luciferianism in elite rich circles. That's the Bible says, you know, the devil controls the elite, the principalities, the powers of the air. I would say half the billionaires and their adjuncts in any elite area are doing sex rituals and black magic on a weekly basis. I mean, it's there are as many satanic real churches, not the fake, you know, idiot ones you see. They're all idiots, but, you know, the little provincials. There are as many satanic ceremonies going on in a major city or in these elite rural areas, almost as much as there are church services going on. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Because this isn't like going down to the Baptist church and hearing the preacher speak and singing some hymns. There's sex, whole nine yards.
Well, what would this information coming out do to social order? I just have this fear that Trump's trying to hide it because to just maintain the status quo.
Yeah, and I say let the chips fall where they may, justice be done to the heavens fall, and from all my research and MO, Trump would never put himself in the position of going to a black mass and doing the things they do. Most of it is at children, but it's, it's something else, I'll tell you that. I was never in the rituals. I got three or four times brought in and was like, I'm getting out of here, but I mean, gorgeous women. You know, and boom. I mean, it's ritualistic sex. It's what goes on, and it's very seductive. And you know, it's you, I mean, where I grew up, you couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit it. So I appreciate your call. Good points, Andrew. Thank you so much. You're on the air from Ohio. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Glad to be talking to you. First time caller. Been listening about 7 years or so to the program. Want to do a quick plug for your products. My wife and I have been taking the methylene blue for a month or so now, and what an amazing product. I feel like a completely different person. The energy levels are fantastic and no letdown. So highly recommend it, you know, and of course talk to your doctor first because it can have some interactions, but Wow, what an amazing product. So that's fantastic. And we appreciate all the work that you're doing to expose some of what's going on in our society. I was calling to talk about the Epstein debacle and kind of just touch on a point of why the popular opinion is so insistent that we want some of this information to come out. And I think that I probably speak for a lot of people in saying that we believe the Epstein situation is emblematic of a two-tier justice system that employs one set of rules for certain people and another set of rules for the rest of us.
Exactly. That's why people are so pissed. And it's all real. There's been all these cases. We know it. We know there's a cover-up. And then Trump 180s.
Well, yeah, and I agree with your last caller in saying that some of the things we've seen Trump doing in the last couple of weeks is totally out of character. The flip-flopping back and forth, and it's somewhat unexplainable. One of the things that I have found with the Epstein situation is there are so many connections amongst the billionaires and the uber rich that aren't being talked about.
Well, that's the thing is, look, they're bored. And so just like it came out in ancient medieval times, there was all this devil worship going on. It wasn't just the Inquisition was bad too, making it up. I mean, it was really, these people get bored. They're into it. It leads to this throughout history.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. And of course I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio, and most people don't know that Jeffrey Epstein spent significant amounts of time here in Columbus, and his connections with billionaire Les Wexner are extensive.
Oh, he was definitely Wexner's Mossad for sure, and he was Mossad CIA as well. They don't let you operate unless it's a joint deal, MI6 heavily, through Maxwell. And yeah, 100%, that's what this was. He was just a front man. He was just the maitre d'. He was just the butler.
Well, so what's interesting now is that some of these connections amongst the uber wealthy and Jeffrey Epstein are still continuing on. Just yesterday, I saw a news article that more business dealings have come out as behind some of the AI movements. The financiers behind them was Peter Thiel, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ehud Barak, former prime minister of Israel. And
well, absolutely. Today, I mean, everybody's investing in AI, have been for decades.
Super interesting now is that there is the Prometheus data center that Intel is building is being put up here in New Albany, Ohio, which is home of Leslie Wexner and L Brands and The Limited. And these are all Wexner's companies.
Absolutely. We're out of time, but absolutely. It's intelligence operation. All right. We're going to start hour number three, take a few more phone calls, then the CIA whistleblower and more. It's all coming up in hour number three. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X now.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule. It should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
California. I hate living here, sir. I'm going to jump right into it. Going off of what you said before you took the first caller, the Mossad. The Mossad, I believe, in the 70s and 80s used a term called Browning. And that Browning term was anybody in power in the Senate, judicial, you name it, you would just like the movie in The Godfather, they'd wake up, the senator would wake up and realize a child was in their bed. So I definitely agree upon you on that. And they're doing the same thing, I believe, to Trump. And what immediately needs to be done, he didn't learn this his first term, is everybody around him is still the deep state. And those same advisors, those same D.C. lawyers that have been in the swamp forever. And they're just keeping him busy. They're just keeping him busy until his term's over. And then they're going to get right back in and hit us with even more lockdowns and whatever they have planned for us to get us into that state. So what he needs to do immediately is get rid of all those people, start listening to General Flynn, these people that aren't in that swamp. And you know what? Owen actually touched on this on the show, I believe it was a couple days ago, and his Twitter. Not only the people surrounding him, but he needs to start listening and posting stuff like that when he starts researching those people around him. What I mean is maybe having a show and touching. Look, this is his cabinet members by name. They were, you know, doing this back in the 80s. They were with the neocons. And that's who those people are. And that's who he's listening to. He's getting still false information. We found out that when we had that missile attack and he ordered that. That was all fake information.
But wait a minute. Ben Shapiro said that the Israeli prime minister told him that Jonathan Pollard's the only Israeli spy in U.S. history. They don't spy on us, and Easter Bunny's real, too.
Oh, exactly. That's the whole, and the Mossad has been doing this, and now they're infiltrating. That is our number one threat right now to the United States of America is being conquered within.
Well, Ben Shapiro said, don't listen to me. He has almost no audience now. People have totally woken up to him. And then he goes around dictating, telling people not to listen to me. I mean, it's just, he's an idiot. And he literally is a mouthpiece of Netanyahu.
I believe it's we the people, not the one. We the people that make those decisions.
And certainly, again, I don't want the Chi-Coms running us. I don't want the British running us. And I don't want Israel running us. It's just, Israel wouldn't put up with that crap from us. So quit treating us like a doormat.
And then the special counsel. I believe we've been down this road before with the special counsel. How many years is that going to take? Is the statute of limitations going to be up by then? You know,
well, it's already up, but there's not on conspiracy, and that's the new FBI grand conspiracy probe. We'll see. They fired Comey's daughter today, so, I mean, I hear you. I'll say this. I'm not telling Trump about a cover-up. I don't want him to. But for God's sakes, if he's going to try to move on from this for whatever reason, he thinks he'll bring down the economy or whatever, not endorsing it, but I could get the reasoning, at least understand why it has some logic, then stop saying don't look at it and stop saying there's nothing there. That makes it 10 times worse. A special counsel, I think on Ed Martin I would trust. And I think we can, you know, really get to the bottom of it and use it against the Democrats because they're the ones into it up their eyeballs. Thank you, Jeff. You've got the CIA whistleblower. Then I'll continue on with your phone calls after he leaves us. Stay there. We'll be right back.
All right, Alex wanted you. He gave you the methylene blue drink earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get.
I think it's the methylene blue.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been following John Kiriakou for over a decade, longer, since the deep state, because he quietly, privately tried to get them to stop illegally torturing people when he was the head of counterterrorism in Afghanistan and then other areas. So I've been aware of him since that happened, however many decades ago it was, and getting targeted by the Bushes and all the rest of them. And I've read a lot of his writings, and I just remember the other day I actually had one of his books. I read it years ago. He's a best-selling author as well. And we've done a couple good interviews with him. But, man, I saw him on Tucker. I saw him on some other interviews. And I was like, wow, I want to get that guy on. Because I was kind of guiding it with, you know, the questions I had at the time about Iran and where that was going. But he has had experiences, and again, I'm not on a jag here to attack Israel and you know, just obsess on that all day. And I don't believe that, again, Israel previously was a dominant force other than our foreign policy in the Middle East, which General Wesley Clark and others exposed. We already knew it. Project American Century, you know, Israeli neocons, U.S. neocons, Rumsfeld, Wormser, all of them wanted to take down in just 5 years, 7 countries. Well, here we are 25 years later and or 24 years later, and they've gotten 6 and now they want Iran, who's allied with China and Russia and is, you know, not Iraq. And it's now never been clearer, though, that Israel, because of the power vacuum and the Democrats in trouble and the lowest fundraising ever and their poll numbers the lowest ever. I mean, they're badly coordinated. Trump's cutting off the NGO money. They're redistricting, they're going after election fraud, they're cutting off funding to the states, you know, that don't put in voter ID. I mean, we're on a roll. This is great. Except into that vacuum, we dealt with 8-9 years ago, the Democrats, deep state, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. I was targeted. That's now been declassified partially, along with Trump, NSA wiretaps, all of it, starting in 2013, because I knew Trump was getting ready to run. And I was lumped into that. And so I wouldn't call Brennan, Clapper, Obama, you know, Israel operatives. I mean, they worked with Israel, but they were funding Arab Spring and their own, you know, agendas. But now, in my view, well-researched, it is accurate to say China was the main threat. Obviously, nobody debated that, of espionage and economic and military threats. And then you could move down the chain from that. Obviously, Russia in there. But no, Israel, not as a military threat per se, other than dragging us into war. So I guess it is. I guess it is the top threat, kind of, other than NATO keeping this thing going for Russia. But so I would say they're the second largest military threat by proxy or by black hole. And then they are, in my view, the number one espionage, beyond espionage, really soft coup threat with them moving into the vacuum of the White House. And then there's the taboo of criticizing, you know, anything Israel, as you get called baby Hitler. No, Israel's a powerful, sophisticated group. And it's a fact, in my view, that they are now attempting a coup over the policies of the United States. And not just militarily, but what companies get chosen for AI funding, all of it. And with their history of transfers to China and others, it's just insane. So I heard John Kiriaki on several shows, and he experienced it. I only read one of his books. He's got, I think, 10 or more. The point is, he witnessed what I've been told by a lot of, I've had Mossad whistleblowers, famous ones on the show, talking about this decades ago. But the fact that he never ran into any intelligence agency that behaved or acted like this. And so I've kind of been ranting there. I don't know his exact assessment of this, but does he think in general what I said is accurate, or what, or kind of give us who he thinks the main threats are? And then looking into this, what he thinks of my statement that, I mean, I don't think it's even debatable that this is an attempted Israeli Likudnik takeover. I mean, they kind of had that with George W. Bush, at least on foreign policy. And then how he thinks we could extricate ourselves from that, or does he disagree with that? And what does he think of the bizarre Streisand effect? I mean, Trump couldn't be doing something worse to tie himself to Epstein as saying, move on, there's nothing to see here, these aren't the droids you're looking for, you've got all that. So John Kiriaku, find all his books and his Substack, everything at johnkiriaku.substack.com, johnkiriaku.com, K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U, and so much more. He's a journalist and former CIA counterterrorism officer, head of counterterrorism places like Afghanistan, and I won't go over his whole bio, but and he was a internal whistleblowers, they tried to set him up. That's all been proven. So thank you so much, John, for joining us. I know that was a long intro. You got the floor.
Thank you so much. I have to say that I do agree with you. I've said for a very long time, and I'm gonna stake out really the same position that you just staked out. This has nothing to do with whether or not we like Israel. This has nothing to do with whether or not we believe Israel has a right to exist. Of course it has a right to exist. Nobody's debating that. At least very few people are debating that. But the issue is we cannot chain ourselves to Israel for better or for worse and just pretend that Israel's interests are always our interests. It's just simply not the case. And I have to say I laughed out loud when I saw in the clip that you ran the Israelis claiming that they haven't spied on us since Jonathan Pollard. That is just simply false. I was in a debate with the former head of Mossad and Alan Dershowitz a few weeks ago on the Piers Morgan show. And the former head of Mossad, General Danny something, said exactly the same thing. Well, we haven't spied on the United States since Jonathan Pollard. That's just not true. Pollard was arrested in 1985. The year of the spy, if you remember, that's what Ronald Reagan declared it, the year of the spy. In 1990, 5 years later, on my very first day at the CIA, the CIA's head of security told us that the FBI had identified 187 undeclared Israeli intelligence officers spread all around the country for the purpose of stealing our defense secrets. They're targeting almost exclusively American defense contractors. And yes, they are a threat to our national security.
And it's on record they sell it to China. That's not very friendly.
That's the whole problem there. You know, on the one hand, we would say, okay, it might even be akin to Canada stealing our secrets. All right, they shouldn't, but what are you going to do? But it's not just that they steal our secrets to ensure that they are as safe as possible. They steal our secrets to then sell to the Russians or the Chinese, or not even to sell so much as to trade. For example, Jonathan Pollard, whose picture is on the screen right now, one of the most prolific spies in American history, got 30 years in prison and did every single day of the 30 years. Jonathan Pollard gave the Israelis information on Soviet troop movements, for example. The Israeli government then gave that top secret information to the Soviets in exchange for the release of Soviet Jews and permission for them to emigrate to Israel. Well, you know what? I feel bad for the Soviet Jews and what they went through in the 1980s, but it is not up to the likes of Jonathan Pollard or the Israeli government to decide that the Soviet Union should have top secret American defense information.
Well, Pollard wasn't a U.S. citizen, or if I remember correctly, but it's treason.
Oh yeah, he was. He was, and he was working for the defense Naval Intelligence Service.
Yeah, I was kind of begging the question. The point is, that's treason.
Exactly. Yes.
So, but it's like, oh, well, it's okay. He did it for Israel, so he can give the Soviets, our main enemy, with nuclear submarines pointing missiles at us. That's okay. It's preposterous.
It is. It's outrageous. You know, I spoke with a contact at the Israeli embassy recently, and he said something that really bothered me very much. He said that embassy officials here in Washington are under orders to equate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. They've had success in doing this so far, but they want to get us to a point where if you disagree publicly with anything that the Israeli government does, it's because you're anti-Semitic.
Well, a bunch of states, sir, as you know, Texas is the worst, and overall I like the governor, but on this he's crazy. He's sanctioning San Marcos, a big city south of me from Austin, because some of their city council had a vote against, you know, the indiscriminate killing of civilians in Gaza, and he's saying, well, you know, we're going to sanction you and put controls. And now they're making any business that gets a state contract pledge allegiance to Israel. Have you seen this?
That's right. I have seen it. A friend of mine was contracted to give a speech at Georgia State University, and she was told that she had to sign a loyalty pledge to Israel as well. And she said, I'm American. I'm not Israeli. I'm not going to sign a loyalty pledge. And so they canceled her speech. Now,
I'm going to ask Israel a question. I want to add, and I'm not saying it's one monolithic group, but Netanyahu and their lobby. I mean, it's like Nick Fuentes. He worked at the Daily Wire, was pro-Israel, so they tried to make him go to Israel, tried to sheep dip him basically in their operations. He said, why are you doing this? I thought you're American. So then they fired him and then tried to get him banned everywhere, and then he turned into this. Don't they understand, like, going out and saying you got to sign loyalty pledges in, like, 15 states to have a state contract, or is making people go, well, why do I have to do that? I mean, I couldn't figure out a way to turn people against me more.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly right. Exactly right. Even for people who don't follow these issues and don't care one way or the other about Israel, if somebody plopped a declaration in front of you and said, you have to sign this or you cannot have the contract, and what they're asking you to sign is a declaration saying that you will never criticize Israel. Well, who in their right mind would sign something
like
that?
That's like a weird social credit score. Well, remember, McCarthy and others, and Eisenhower for a little while with Nixon, wanted loyalty oaths in the government that you were loyal to the U.S. and not a communist, and people said that's unconstitutional. And I could see it was a little too far, but saying you're loyal to the U.S. is bad, but you can say you got to be loyal to Israel when you're a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, it doesn't make any kind of sense at all. I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny. It's actually quite dangerous. And I'll tell you, one of the things that bothers me the very, very most is that the Christian community here in the United States should be up in arms over things like this. The Israelis have essentially wiped out the indigenous Christian community in Israel, in the West Bank, and in Gaza.
Two weeks ago, they just burned down one of the oldest Christian settlements the Jewish settlers did.
That's exactly right. They burned it down. And they destroyed a St. Porfirio's church in Gaza, the oldest continually operating Christian church anywhere in the world. And what, we're not permitted to complain about that? It doesn't make sense.
So where do you see this going? And looking at the Trump administration, because I know you're dialed in, how much Israeli infiltration? Oh, we can't say exactly, but it's pretty blatant at this point. I mean, we know they're in control of the Middle Eastern policy to a great extent, but I mean, it looks like they're going for broke. How bad is it?
I think it's bad, but I will say that the move of the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem aside, I think that President Trump is very serious when he talks about guaranteeing Israel's right to exist and guaranteeing Israel's security. That's fine. I think he truly believes that the Abraham Accords are a force for peace and that things will get better if Saudi Arabia joins the Abraham Accords. Great. But President Trump is in this unique situation right now where he can be the one to bring some sort of real peace to the region. There was a piece in Haaretz, the wonderful Israeli newspaper, just a couple of weeks ago, saying that one of the things that the president is suggesting, and we haven't seen this from the American side yet, we've seen it only in Haaretz, but one of the things that the president is suggesting is that Gaza fall administratively under the auspices of Saudi Arabia, that it disarm, so there would be no Gaza military or Gaza police force. The Saudis would develop the Gazan economy by building a port, an airport, an electrical grid. Flood it with money, put everybody to work, allow them to manufacture something that they can export, and then you don't need all this fighting anymore.
And then Netanyahu steps up attacks because he doesn't want that.
Exactly.
Just like, Israel helped create Hamas to destabilize it. It's the same story.
Yes. Couldn't agree more.
That is disgusting.
It's awful. And what's incredible to me is that he doesn't see how incredibly short-sighted this is. I was in a restaurant in New York the other day, and I was talking to a friend of mine, having lunch with a friend of mine, and we were talking about these very issues. And there were these two women next to us, both in their 80s, and they were quietly listening to what we had to say. And then finally one of them said, excuse me, I couldn't help but to overhear your conversation. We're both Jewish and we agree with you on this issue. They said Netanyahu is so far to the right that he's forcing people who otherwise would be pro-Israel or wouldn't be paying attention one way or the other to become anti-Israel. And it's a short walk from being anti-Israel to being anti-Semitic, that it is Netanyahu who is creating anti-Semitism.
I totally agree. And even Michael Savage is a pro-American. He's, you know, he's not an Israel first guy, but he's pro-Israel. He says Netanyahu needs to go.
Just a couple of days ago, I was on the Piers Morgan show again, and I was on with Jack Posobiec and two left-wing bloggers. And at the end, Piers asked us about our position on Israel. Every one of the four of us said, of course, Israel has a right to exist. Israel has a right to defend itself. But my God, slaughtering tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps, of women, children, elderly, you flatten
on TV.
It's the first televised genocide. And then you flatten all of the hospitals. There's not enough food for anybody. People are dying of thirst. Come on. Where's the end here? It's too much. And then Pierce said that that was probably the first time that he had four guests who agreed across the board on Israel.
Well, and then you've got the left that is just frothing, basically pro-Hitler now, while they call conservatives Hitler with no evidence.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
No, that doesn't help. We've got to be constructive. Like you just said, this is a genocide. This is a genocide, and there is still a chance to save some people. So we've got to do the right thing here. We've got to stand up to the Israelis.
On October 7th, he announced, you know, out of the Old Testament, the ethnic cleansing. I mean, he said, we're going to cleanse this.
And if you look at the international accords that have been signed since the end of the Second World War, this is the definition. This is the legal definition of ethnic cleansing, and ethnic cleansing is a form of genocide.
And remember, a year ago, Netanyahu floated a memo to move the Gazans, not to Egypt, but to Europe and the U.S. And again, people don't know, Saudi Arabia is reforming, in my view, and they're more of an expert than I. They are really working with Israel. They've talked to Trump. They would set it all up, have security, turn it into a beautiful golf courses, hotels, beautiful beach. Everybody would have jobs. They would kick Hezbollah, Hamas out. And it would be great. Israel would have a trading partner right there. And Saudi Arabia's like ready, and they're reforming, and they're saying women are going to get the burqas off. I mean, so we see reform starting, and Netanyahu's like, no, we're taking it all. And they think we can't, you know, do translation. We can watch the national TV shows, you know, in Hebrew. And I mean, it is just frothing. absolutely frothing, you know, we're going to kill all these people, and they don't know that people are watching that?
Yes, seriously. You know, on my very first overseas tour with the CIA, I was stationed in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And toward the end of my tour, the Saudis came to us. They came to talk to the U.S. ambassador, Ambassador Chaz Freeman. And they said, look, we have this idea for Gaza. Hamas had just been formed, but they had this idea for Gaza where they go in and they work with the Israelis to build a port and an airport. And that would allow the Israelis to ship things out of Gaza, would put Gazans to work. Maybe they could encourage some manufacturing. They would allow fishing. For example, the Gazans are not allowed to fish. Can you imagine? Huh. It's a coastal enclave and they're not allowed to fish. And so we went to the Israelis informally and said, look, the Saudis are willing to pay for all this. They want to bring electricity. They want to bring clean water and a port and an airport. And the Israelis said, absolutely not. Now that was 34 years ago and we're still having the same conversation.
Yeah. And then again, for people out there, Netanyahu says he's defending civilization. You don't create Hamas, have them destabilize it, admittedly, so there's not a good leadership that's reasonable. Lately, Turkey, NATO, and Israel put in the leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria, and then Israel goes, well, we blew up their military, so it's okay. It's total statelet destabilization, great game, balkanization crap, and it's evil, and the public understands it. Not the crazy left, kill all the Jew people. We're not talking about the Soros-funded people, who I think they fund to do that to actually bolster it. But we're talking about reasonable people like Trump wanting to fix this, and Netanyahu saying no, and then waving his moral flag around, you know, that he's against Hamas when he's been their sugar daddy until, what, 3 years ago.
I'm glad you used the word balkanization just now, because that's exactly what we're seeing happen. And we're seeing it happen in slow motion. You mentioned at the start of this segment that there's one of the last Christian villages in the West Bank is being wiped out this week. As we speak, there are Israeli settlers from New Jersey and New York, and they're forcing Palestinian Christians out of their homes, burning down their olive trees, and they're just taking their land, seizing their land. Well, what we're seeing, if you look at a map of the West Bank now, is you see these little circles and they dot the map, and those are Israeli settlements. That's what Bosnia looks like, right? That's what Republika Srpska looks like in the Balkans. It's these little islands surrounded by the land of another state. And these little statelets don't work. They don't work.
Well, like I said, Trump coming out and saying don't look into Epstein is a total Streisand effect. A five-year-old would know that. Israel on TV saying we're taking all the land from the Christians, from the Muslims, it's ours, and we're going to kill everybody, and you know, announcing the biblical name for that. And this is like this week. And then saying, oh, we're not doing anything wrong when the whole world sees it. Do you think Israel and the Likudniks are in a bubble? I mean, do they not know what they're doing?
I think that they are so confident in continued support from the United States that they can do anything that they want. They don't really care what, let's say, the French have to say or the Chinese have to say. They care only what the Americans have to say, because they need our veto in the United Nations Security Council. And so long as the Americans don't put pressure on them, they'll just continue to push the envelope to see how far they can go.
Well, I mean, just the last few years, you'd think October 7th, Israel popularity goes up. Then they don't just kill the leaders of the groups. They go after the civilians. And now the polls show Israel is basically the most unpopular country in the world.
Yeah, and that's not happened before. You know, every single year, Gallup International does a global poll where they ask people in every country on Earth who the greatest threat to world peace is. And, you know, for the Greeks, it's the Turks, and the Turks, it's the Greeks. Pakistanis and the Indians, the same thing. The North Koreans and the South Koreans, the same thing. You expect that. For the rest of the world, it's usually the United States is the greatest threat.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Let's come back with that right now.
Dragon attacks from the skies above. But
Ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip onto your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's at an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself at store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love. But confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over
you. You know, we got words for it in different languages. You got bravado, you got arrogance, you got hubris, you got chutzpah. And what Israel is doing and continues to do is very self-destructive. And so our guest, John Kiriakou, very famous CIA whistleblower, former counterterrorism officer, head of counterterrorism in Afghanistan and other countries. I want to soon move into Epstein and other issues and, you know, what else is on your radar. But just finishing up, you got cut off by the break. I've seen the polls everywhere. You're mentioning, I think, a Gallup poll. We covered that a while back. For the first time ever, Israel is seen around the world as the number one threat to world peace. But you were going actually over the numbers. I don't have the poll in front of me, but it seems you do. So just finish up, John. Sorry, that break was a hard break.
Oh, no, that's okay. Now the Israelis are seen as the greatest threat to world peace. And here we are all these years later, all these rounds of negotiations later, all these different ideas later. And not only has nothing changed, the situation has become even worse.
So I know it's hard to predict things, but in the short term, midterm, long term, it looks to me like the Israeli control of the White House is getting more intense. And I'm seeing major pressure, though, everywhere, and a real awakening to this that was already happening, but now it's supercharged. And it's not how the Israel lobby wants to brand it as pro-Hitler or pro-radical Islam. That's not working. And then I understand Israel's got nuclear weapons. They're not going anywhere. I don't want them destroyed. I think they have a right to exist. I'm not, you know, sitting here obsessed with Jews all day. But with these policies and the chutzpah issue, Israel's now seen as the main villain, and they can't just juxtapose it to the unpopular mullahs either. People are more sophisticated. On this trajectory, where do you see this going?
I honestly don't see it getting any better. And part of the reason is that this is not at all a partisan issue. The Democrats and Republicans' ideas about Israel are almost identical, at least within the mainstream. Of course, there are going to be these radicals on the far left and on the far right that are going to have a different position. But there's no pressure from the United States for the Israelis to change their position. And there are no bold desires or propositions for overarching peace agreements. You know, we're not seeing calls for another Oslo round. We're not seeing calls for a grand deal to make all of these issues go away. And in fact, I think that the Saudis would be interested in participating in something like that. Undoubtedly, the Qataris would be interested in participating. The Palestinians would probably beg to participate in something. But the Israelis know that nobody's going to force them. And so there's no incentive for them to go to the negotiating table.
So what happens in Gaza? And then, of course, they're just going to expand more into the Golan. They're going to expand in the West Bank. I mean, there is a greater Israel project. That's not a conspiracy theory. They wear it on their army IDF uniforms. They want, like, to make Israel 10 times bigger. That's insane.
Yeah. In fact, they bombed Syria again today. And the Syrians, you know, the Syrian government is just this little radical statelet that's trying to convince everybody that they've left their radicalism behind them. And I hope to God that they have. But the Israelis are free just to come and go and bomb anybody they want. And they do it. They do it all the time. So what do I expect in Gaza? I expect more of the same. I think that the plan is to turn the whole place to rubble, and it's to force Gazans out. You mentioned a few minutes ago that the Israelis had been encouraging Palestinians to move to the United States or move to Egypt or move to Jordan. And when that wasn't forthcoming, they came up with this cockamamie plan to take all the Gaza Palestinians and send them to Albania. And the Albanians said, well, we don't want them. We have our own economic problems. Then they came up with this stupid idea to send them all to an island off the coast of Indonesia. And the Indonesians said, well, we don't know anything about this. We're not giving up an island to become Palestine. The truth is, all of those are forms of genocide. Forced removal of a people is a form of genocide.
And we have the 3,000-year-old Moses and the Jews being kicked out of Egypt, and then the Jews and the Diasporas and Hitler, and they're literally doing what was done to them now.
Exactly. Exactly. It wasn't right then, and it's not right now.
Wow. And then they go, oh, there's no such thing as a Palestinian. Those people, none of them wouldn't live there. I mean, it's just...
Oh, I hate that argument so much.
Don't you love Ben Shapiro? You mentioned it earlier, but you didn't say his name. He and others are like, there was only one Israeli spy, Jonathan Pollard. The former prime minister told me we don't spy on the U.S. But when Ted Cruz got asked about it a few weeks ago by by Tucker, he said, well, of course they spy on us. That's okay. They're our friends.
Of course they do. Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. They always have. It's as simple as that. And if you talk to anybody who has served at the American Embassy in Israel,
I forget which one, tell that story. Describe, out of all the intelligence agencies you've dealt with, I imagine it's dozens, or tell us how many, directly, you've been all the world. Who is the most aggressive and the most deceptive?
Yeah, by far the Mossad. There's just no, hands down, there's just no comparison. I told this story on a podcast where two friends of mine with whom I worked at the CIA were transferred to Israel, and they were both known to the Israeli services. They were declared, what's called declared to the Israeli services. So when they arrive in Israel, the station chief takes them to the Mossad and says, you know my two people here. They're going to be here for 2 years. They're not going to be working against Israel, of course. The wife is going to work on Palestinian issues at the embassy, and the husband is going to take Arabic classes at the university. Everybody's happy. But then the ambassador has a welcome party for them, and when they get back home from the welcome party, somebody had rearranged all the furniture in their living room, just as a signal that, hey, we can mess with you anytime we want. And of course, they reported it. Several months later, the ambassador has a Christmas party. They go to the Christmas party and they come back, and people had defecated in all of the toilets in their house and left it unflushed. Now, why would you do that? Just to intimidate, just to anger, and just to show disrespect. Finally, another year and a half passes. It's time for them to leave. The ambassador has a going away party for them. They go to the party. They drive back to Jerusalem. People had gone into the house. The dog was whimpering under the dining room table. They had cut the dog's tail off, and they wrapped it in gauze and in medical tape. Now, why would you do something like that? What do you hope to accomplish just by treating an ally that way? And of course, the CIA has to go to the Israelis and say, stop harassing our people. And the Israelis say, okay, okay. And then they're good for a year or two, and then they just start doing it again.
So,
but that's the nature of our relationship.
That is not how you make friends and influence people. And
no.
I mean, take Steve Bochenek. I know he worked in intelligence a bunch of places, co-authored books with Tom Clancy. But, he's Jewish, by the way. He said no. He said there's nothing worse than what he dealt with over the decades, with Israel and all the rest of it. I also saw you tell another story about them coming to the embassy or the CIA and meeting with you guys and always giving gifts with open bugs in them, knowing you're going to find it. Like, is it just like they don't want you there? I mean, but this is our loving ally, our best little pal.
Yeah, this is something else that we had to deal with. You carry on liaison meetings all the time with visiting intelligence services, literally every single day. And the Israelis, we had to stop allowing onto the CIA headquarters campus, because every time they'd come, they would bring a gift. And every time they brought a gift, it had a listening device installed inside, and it was packed with batteries. And we would tell them, you guys have to stop doing this. Every time you come here, you try to bug our conference rooms. So now when we meet with the Israelis, it's off campus. You just can't trust them.
And by the way, if I, as a U.S. citizen, let's say, ask for a tour, and I got caught at Laneley, even in the cafeteria, placing a bug, I'd probably get 20 years in prison. It's espionage.
Without any question, you would go straight to federal prison. Yes.
So, and if I work for the CIA and I leak something, I'd go to jail. So the point is that how, I don't even understand the psychology of that. And not just you telling me this has come out. What is the motive of behaving like this?
I've been told that the motive is the desire, the unequivocal desire for survival, that the Israelis understand, sure, we're friends, we're allies, but nobody can save the Israelis but the Israelis at the end of the day. And on the off chance that we're not giving them literally everything we have in terms of defense and intelligence, then by God, they're going to steal it from us and they're going to use it to protect themselves.
But then don't they get being highly aggressive like that is what's turning everybody against them?
I don't think they care.
Well, let me ask you this.
I think they
don't
care.
Did you ever see, grading them, were there other agencies that, because anybody that really studies history, I'm not an intelligence agency, but I've studied, it's very interesting. You know, the Russians are all just straight up, we love you, we're your friend, you want sex, you want money. The Chinese, same deal. You know, sex operatives, stuff like that.
And that's, yeah.
But instead, the Israelis is just pure muscle, pure in your face, pure blackmail, pure attack. That, historically, I would think would be the, I know I've read books about interrogators and how to mob people. Like, usually it's the good cop that gets people to do what they want. It's,
exactly.
So why do they behave like
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Alex, I never encountered another intelligence service that didn't understand from deep down, didn't understand that it is the light touch that wins a person over. It's the good cop who wins the person over. You can't just punch people in the face over and over and over and over and expect them to do your bidding or to treat you like an equal and a friend. The Russians would never treat people like this. The Chinese, the Cubans, the British, yeah, nobody would.
How do they operate? Because I heard you saying the British were about the best you'd seen, but I mean, describe the British versus the Russians. It's so interesting, or the Chinese.
You engage a person in conversation, and that conversation you want to eventually lead to friendship. And when the conversation leads to friendship, the friendship is going to lead to something even closer, to the point where this person is going to be willing to commit espionage for you, or in some cases to commit treason for you, just because you are their best friend. When I first got hired at the CIA, I asked a question in training about the use of honeypots, for example. A honeypot is when you try to entrap someone using sex. And my instructor said, oh, no, we haven't done that since the 50s. That just doesn't work. It makes people angry. It doesn't allow you to create a relationship based on trust, right? And you want the relationship really to be based on trust. Well, the Israelis don't care if you like them or trust them. They're going to punch you in the face, and they're going to poop in your toilets, and they're going to cut your dog's tail off, and then they're going to run a guy against you in Congress because you're not pro-Israeli enough. I never understood it.
And so I go back to the Nick Fuentes thing, very popular, very articulate. I don't agree with, you know, many things he says, but I didn't know his origin story until the other day. I did an interview, and I actually watched part of it, and I looked it up. It was true. He was pro-Israel, working at the Daily Wire, and they literally tried to get him to go to Israel, make him do all this pro-Israel stuff. He goes, what's this about Israel? So he starts investigating and finds out basically they're an Israeli front, probably actually Mossad. We know these billionaires out of Texas that are Zionist-funded. And then they fire him and persecute him and come after him and then turn him into this big enemy. I mean, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy because, you know, the number of people who are willing to put up with this has to be finite. At some point, people have to stand up and say, enough is enough. America first. We're not doing this anymore, and we are not going to let you treat us this way.
I mean, I'm not the toughest guy around. I never started fights with people for no reason, but I've certainly learned, even just a regular little skinny guy washing his car, you go over and knock him upside the head, he's probably going to attack you. I mean, I just don't, it's, and then Israel's like, oh, we're loving, oh, we're friendly, oh, we're all this other stuff. And then everybody I talk to, including Jews that have been in the CIA, say, no, Israel's the worst. And it didn't just start yesterday. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's not good at all. I don't know how they get anything accomplished internationally. When you pick fights with everybody, including or especially with your closest friends in the world, it just doesn't make any sense.
So are there any good factions in Israel, or how could Israel reform itself? Because I really want Israel to succeed and not be the detonator for nuclear war.
Well, there's been this odd political change in Israel, and it's being attributed to the influx just over the last 20 or 30 years of thousands and thousands of Jews from the former Soviet Union, but especially Russia and Ukraine. They've pushed the body politic so far to the right that Likud, if you can imagine this, Likud is now seen as one of the moderate factions. The only way to really change this is to change the political system. And I'm going to tell you what the Greeks did, because this actually has worked. Greece had the same kind of system that Israel did, where there were, you know, 35 different political parties. Nobody ever got a majority. And so you had one weak coalition government after the next, like Israel has now. In fact, the government technically collapsed yesterday in Israel, and Netanyahu now leads a minority government. There hasn't been a call for a for a vote of no confidence, but it's probably coming. So what the Greeks did is they changed the electoral law, saying that you had to have 5% of the vote to get elected to parliament. So there are still minor parties that are represented there. But whoever came in first got an extra 50 seats in parliament. And that way, one single party has the authority to govern. That's the only way they're going to be able to get past this in Israel. Otherwise, they're going to be at the beck and call of these crazy religious parties.
And as
where
you
the
said,
leaders of these
parties, anytime a cult is under attack, it tends to get more extreme, more in the bubble. And again, Israel's leadership is its own worst enemy. I'm serious, folks. I'm like literally care about
indeed.
Israel. I mean, and it's got nuclear weapons, so I care about it not getting cornered. So in closing, I can talk to you for hours. Everybody should get your books. Amazing, sir. I know
thank
you're very
you.
Busy. Epstein, and I'm not trying to go back to Israel
yeah.
again, but obviously intelligence agency, Maxwell,
obviously.
MI6, Russia, Mossad, buried Mount Olive's military burial. You've got, even though he was in Eastern Europe, World War II. I mean, all of that. And then Trump's bizarre behavior in the last 12 days, flip-flopping, creating mass Streisand effects. What is your view? What are your sources? What in the hell is going on here? And is Israel using the Epstein file that we know the Democrats and Brennan and them had and probably took out by some about them and stuck to something about Trump? I've been told that's what it is, even though it's fake. And now Trump is just sick of it, but he's created the Streisand effect. That's a huge subject, but what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I think this has been handled very poorly. I really believe that Donald Trump doesn't have anything to hide. He's been very transparent about his one-time friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. And I also believe that the FBI probably has destroyed evidence. Maybe not in the last couple of weeks. Maybe it happened 4 years ago or 10 years ago or who knows. But, you know, when we talk about files, we're not necessarily talking about paper files in an envelope that says, you know, evidence of pedophilia. We're talking about computer hard drives and disks and videos and DVDs. There has to be something out there. And I think that the American people and the victims of Jeffrey Epstein deserve an answer. You're showing the Maxwell family, including Ghislaine, and Ghislaine Maxwell's father was a well-known Israeli Mossad asset. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I feel very strongly about this. I think that Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad access agent. I think that the support of Jeffrey Epstein as someone who was just a proud and loyal Jew and not an access agent that we're hearing from the likes of Alan Dershowitz is nonsense. And I think the only way to put this thing to bed is the president is going to have literally everything released. When Pam Bondi said last week that the videos that they have show child pornography and pedophilia, they're disgusting, they're never going to be released. Yeah, that's great. That's fine. We don't want to see videos of child pornography.
They said, we want child porn. No, we want the perpetrators prosecuted. And how dare
exactly.
them say we want child porn released?
Exactly. Identify the men on those tapes and prosecute them. That's all we're asking for.
So let me ask you this, though, as an analyst and, former counterterrorism head. Trump's body language, I mean, it was angry, scared at the press conferences.
Angry.
Flipping out, saying they manipulated the file, which the whole Democrat angle Brennan did have, so that makes sense. But just the handling of it and the behavior, I keep saying this, you couldn't behave worse to act incriminated. And then people said I was attacking Trump. I was saying I'm scared. I mean, this is bizarre. I'm actually shook to my very core here about what is this.
I was surprised by his reaction in the cabinet room where he was sitting next to Pam Bondi, and the reporter asked Pam Bondi about, you know, the Epstein file, and then the president interrupting and saying, you don't have to answer that if you don't want to. Do you want to answer that? And then he says to the reporter, why are you still asking these questions about Epstein? That creep has been dead for years. Well, it was the president that raised this during the campaign. It was the president who said he was going to get to the bottom of it and was going to release all the information.
I mean, 5 months ago, they had the press conference with the files saying part two is coming.
That's right. Just release it. It's as simple as that. Just release it.
And him saying to the reporter, we were just talking about dead kids in Texas. You just desecrated them. I mean, it was just desperate. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. Well, anybody knows.
I was surprised.
So looking at that fear, I mean, he said, oh, the Democrats had the file. I think I've talked to sources, that's what it is. They took some of the Jane Does that were fake, you know, when they were first targeting Trump, they knew he was going to run. They started surveilling him. That's been released 2013. I was part of the same deal, NSA files that got released, leaked to us. But the point is that I believe Trump. They would have already released it to Bernie before. I've never seen any of the MO that he was involved in that. Plus, he's not the type that would go compromise himself even if he wasn't the kids, which he's right. Not. Obviously not in Russia getting pissed on. That's ridiculous, too. The same people. So it makes sense that they're only going to put in the file what embarrasses him. Probably, you know, some FBI reports. So then he has to do a special counsel. He has to bring it out and meet it head on instead of acting like he's running scared. And I've never seen Trump run scared like this. I think that's the way to say it. I don't say this to hurt Trump. I have to tell the truth. I'm seeing running scared behavior. And then I ask myself, okay, then what is it?
I wonder if he's been threatened. I wonder if the Democrats have something that maybe they made up out of whole cloth. I mean, my God, we're all afraid of what AI can do these days and deep fakes and all of this kind of thing. So I wonder if he would just rather this go away, even at the expense of having guilty people go free or not be prosecuted, just because he doesn't want to have to fight a fight that is going to be made up and almost.
Well, sure. I mean, it's logical. They didn't want him to use this against them, so they drop a dime on themselves, which we actually put out. And Boyle's great, but he said, oh, I got a call from my New York guy. They've got it all. And we're going to get to Bondi tomorrow, and we broke it. But obviously, whenever they leave in New York and then let Trump know they have, and then he gets it and doesn't want any, oh, my God, we're not releasing this. It's a new Russiagate. It's all fake. I think he's told us that. This is a setup, and I actually believe him.
But that argues then for the appointment of a special counsel. Because then the special counsel can do the forensic investigation and say, the president's right. This is all fake.
All right. Do five more minutes with us. We got to go to break. John, I could have you on for 10 hours. We got to do commercial-free podcasts sometimes. Those are huge as well. John Kiriakou, johnkiriakou.com. Real fast, you've written so many books. If you recommend one book to people, what is it?
I think it's my second book. It's called Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive in Prison.
Which you got for exposing torture. And
Thank you, Barack Obama. Yes.
What a nice person. And is he an Arabist? I'll ask you that question when I come back. But first, ladies and gentlemen, who is Obama really? And I get a few calls, and then this whole, we caught the Justice Department laundering money, okay? And we already knew they gave money to sue me, but we caught them. And I'm releasing even worse stuff in the next few weeks, maybe even sooner. They've got a receiver appointed at the state court. We beat them in federal court. I mean, they could be here yesterday. I mean, it's that crazy. And they think one-dimensional. Like, they shut this place down, makes the show 10 times bigger. I mean, literally, it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi, strike me down, you know, become more powerful than you possibly imagine. But that just shows more of this, just one-dimensional, not thinking about second, third order consequences, but it's wild. Please support us, thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new Alex Jones Battle Dagger special fundraiser. They're selling out quickly. We have the methylene blue. We have the best Irish sea moss. We have the best turmeric. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And you know, we won't pull any punches, but you power this operation. So thanks for your support. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. I need your help. So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting. So you ever get him to take it on air? All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feel really great, fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended. I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, we're doing methylene blue. So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe he forgets before he's going to go off to then tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it takes within about 30 minutes. It starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen. So please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I feel pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to go.
I think it's about the wing blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That he's got an interview right now, John Kiriakou, so he's got to go. But we were just telling sex operative stories, because I'm not an intelligence agency, but I study it all, so they treat me like that. And I was saying, yeah, the Russians are the main ones with sex operatives. Go, oh, absolutely, they still do that. He was telling me wild stories. You got to come back on very, very soon. You're an expert on, you also, privacy issues, really concerned about this digital currency they're trying to add in this genius act. But John, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to take a few calls. You've been really holding patiently, Sean, Jad, Jason, and Jim. And then got like a 34-minute report that I put this together over a week and a half ago, but I've been so busy I didn't want to report on ourselves and these attacks because it was bigger fish to fry, but it's very important. And now they've done a receiver and say they could be coming anytime. They've contacted my lawyers, everybody, and say, well, we might come, you know, next week or whatever. So we are that close to being shut down right now. And again, because we've survived so many times, it's like a family member that's had like four heart attacks and, you know, everything. You're like, oh, grandma will be fine. Oh, grandma's dead. I mean, and then there's all, oh, it's not real. They're not really trying to do it. Oh, I'll assure you they're doing it. You know, we've had the Justice Department here, but my crew's all been deposed over and over again. They sued the living snot out of my parents for no reason. They were all cleared, so they sued them again. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners because I can't continue this fight without you. We're going to go to break, come back and take four or five calls. I'm going to air this exclusive information. And I don't even know what headlines to put out on this. I mean, this stuff is so bonker town. And this is a 30-minute report, 30-something minute. I mean, this is only the new stuff. I mean, because, see, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a victim. So I don't live in the stuff that's been done to me. I don't, oh, I feel sorry for my, I mean, quite frankly, I'm just, I always thought I'm not a sadist because I ran into a few girls in college that would like wanting to slap them around or whatever, and I wouldn't do it, or they'd want you, you know, slap you around. I'm like, nah, I'm not into pain, honey. But actually, I am a sadist now. At 51, the last 5 years, I realized it, but only a sadist for freedom. Like, the more I get attacked, I actually enjoy it now, and I guide my operations towards the pain because when you're over the target, you get the flak. But you are the variable. You decide whether we stay on air or not. And if you were here and you knew the numbers and everything, you'd know what I'm telling you on my children is 100% the truth. We all see through rose-colored darkly. I distort things not on purpose, but let's say 99%. Okay, I mean, what I'm telling you is what's going down. And so when I sit there and say, I need help, people go, God, you keep surviving. Well, because I'm in a death battle. I mean, I'm in a marathon, knockdown, drag-out like that famous, you know, great choreographed fight in They Live. I mean, it goes on and on because you got two badasses, you know, they got stamina and it's just going to go on and on. So, but now we're really winning and they're losing. So they're getting more desperate. And I've been winning so much. People are like, well, you'll be fine, Alex. You know, you've got the charm. You've got the touch. I mean, no, God is working through you. We have barely made it. I had to, the crew's great, but you know, they got people here, armed security. We're told to get you out. Where's the court order? I don't know. I'm like, crew, we don't have to go. You know, don't, okay, we'll listen to you, but we don't want to get arrested or whatever. And during COVID, you know, at first I said, no, we're essential workers. Here's the law. We don't have to leave. People tell them they had to. You know, I've had to And now the crew see me telling the truth so much, they don't even ask questions anymore, which is fine if they did. But they just, they're so battle hardened. And I got to tell you, the best thing about this persecution, because we had some great crews before, some of the crews have been here 20 something years, like John Harmon and Wes and others. I'd say the average person's been here 10 years. But the crew's always like, well, we got, you know, new network, new systems. You sure we're going to have jobs? I'm like, are you sure my right hand's not going to get chopped off tomorrow? I mean, you know. Yeah. I mean, I get down on the ground and eat dog shit to keep fighting the New World Order. Plus, I love you guys. Plus, I need you. So, you know, most employers are manipulative. They try to get employees thinking they're not needed and, you know, blah, blah, blah. No. I need you like somebody being thrown in the ocean needs a life jacket. But, you know, through this, I have just got a badass crew. And I mean, I don't sit there to pat them on the head. I mean, I mean it. I mean, this place is thoroughbred now. I got battle-hardened, battle-tested people. And regardless of where we go, this has been a great experience, actually.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
But I'll run you through. When you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back. The field was sound, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of mercury, smoke, and horses' breath. As the virgin into certain death.
What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. All right, I got some bad news for you. And I understand why Trump's doing this. John Solomon's very credible, never lies. 2 days ago, Trump tells him, oh, I'm doing a special prosecutor. I talked to DOJ people high up. They said, no, he wants one. But he doesn't want to put his destiny in somebody's hands. He's lost a lot of trust. Even he put Ed Martin in. The guy's another guy. 25 years? I mean, that guy's like as good as it gets, but press secretary Epstein case says no special prosecutor. And look, I'm completely honest with the listeners. People take it out of context and go, Jones is selling how to do a cover-up. No, I said, I don't think there should be a cover-up. There should be full transparency. But if Trump is going to cover it up, just say we're still investigating and slow roll it. If he thinks it'll crash the economy, the news is so bad or whatever. But no, he keeps saying don't talk about it, which is the worst possible thing he could do. I mean, that's why it's like the worst possible thing. And I am just like beside myself. And I was in a good mood today because it looked like there'd be a prosecutor. And now Trump's decided not. But he's vacillating so much. Who knows? He may appoint one tomorrow. Just put Ed Martin in, for God's sakes. And they got some planted Democrat stuff. Expose it and use it against him. Everybody knows they do that. Stop running from their BS. When they planted child porn on me and said, we want to meet with you. We won't go public if you work with us. I went on air and attacked within an hour. And they crapped their britches. And the FBI gave me a letter saying I was the victim. Of course I was. We found this child porn you sent us, but we'll work with you. I was like, you, I was just, oh my God. Attack, attack, attack. Never surrender. Here's Levitt.
Well, the idea was floated from someone in the media to the president. The president would not recommend a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. That's how he feels. And as for his discussions with the attorney general, I'm not sure. Deanna.
Caroline, thank you.
Okay. And more flip-flopping. My God, they're doing so many 180s here. I think I'm on a roller coaster at Magic Mountain. Holy Toledo. Let's go to Sean in Rhode Island. Thanks for holding so long, Sean. You're on the air. Then we'll go to Jade in Malibu. Jason and Jim, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, man. You're harder to get a hold of than the damn president. I've been trying to call you for about 20 years.
Well, you're on the air now. Hit us hard.
Hey, man. I wanted to talk about Trump for a second. I'm a mailman. I'm actually walking around. I do 10 miles a day. I'm on the methylene blue. I'm on your X2. I'm on all your stuff. And I love you, man. And short story, real quick. I went to court to have my child support to be over with. My child support. You know, you pay, you know, the courts for, you know.
Yeah, we know. I know all about it. Yep. Keep going.
I wore my Alex Jones for President shirt 2024, and the judge said, "Hey, you got a lot of balls wearing this in here."
Well, how did your court case end up?
Oh, it went great. They I don't have to pay no more. I took care of my kid for 15 years, and I still pay child support. But I got a question for you, man. When are you going to announce your run? 2028, Alex Jones. Let's go. What are we doing?
You know, I've never felt the calling like Tucker to politics, and I'd rather just affect things in the knowledge space. So if God, like Tucker said, if God appeared to me and said, run for office, I would. So
I think he's going to tap you on the back.
Well, no, I mean, God's done that before. And if I start, you know, believe me, I get the taps on the back. I've talked about it. Like, get up out of the bed, turn your phone on, it's this time. Okay, done four nights in a week, and I'm like, okay, what's the message? They're going to try to kill Trump. He shouldn't have outdoor rallies. Months later, they try to kill him. I mean, I told people that. Like, God's waking me up at night, and it's like Close Encounters where they're all making the mountain with Play-Doh, and then you know they all get guided there. I mean, it's going on, brother. Well, we appreciate you, Sean. You've been listening 20 years.
How many times have you seen 333 on your clock?
Well, I look at clocks a lot. I've seen that. No, I mean, I'm talking about get up, get out of bed, turn your phone on. It will be this time. That's how God does it most of the time. And you know, it happened like four times in 1 week. That happens like every few months, you know, for years, decades. But it was super intense. Like they're going to service air missiles. They're going to sew bombs inside a purse with a reporter that doesn't know. And they're going to try to kill him in an outdoor rally. And I saw in the dreams that were along with it, Trump and the whole thing. And I mean, I told people a month before they're going to try to kill Trump. They're going to try to kill him. He shouldn't do outdoor rallies. And it happened. I mean, it was literally God telling me that. Appreciate your call, Sean. Good to hear from you. Be safe. Jason in Ohio on the Trump Epstein files, then Jade on the fires in Malibu and more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. So there's this old documentary that was done for TV and it got canceled before it was finished. And later, about a decade later, they put it on YouTube. But it's called The Conspiracy of Silence. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I was the first person to ever air that in the mid-1990s on Access TV in Austin.
But if I remember that correctly, in that documentary, weren't the witnesses and the victims that were interviewed, weren't they assassinated by the FBI? And the FBI had something to do with sealing the cases.
I don't remember the specifics. I mean, I was given it by the filmmakers in about 97 saying no one will air this, and they told me finally no one aired it. They gave me like over 100 access stations. They told me out of England I was the first person to ever air it. So, yes, I do know about it.
Yeah, I was thinking that's so when Dan Bongino was acting weird and then Trump's acting weird, I think it ties back to the conspiracy of silence.
Well, I mean, those are I mean, England is the kingpin of child rape control government. So, yeah. I think when you actually find the Conspiracy of Silence online, you'll see InfoWars on it. Most of the versions out there. So I think you were begging the question. You already knew that, right?
I've never heard you talk about it on the show before.
I'm just seeing all the versions I've ever seen were from my Access TV show. I'm not trying to get the credit. You were just asking if I know about it. Yeah, we were the first people to ever air it.
And then one more thing I want to point out real quick is when it comes to stuff like the CIA being involved, they've done stuff with the Playboy models of the month, you know, getting them like to be like prostitutes for high-level leaders of other countries.
Oh, 100%. That's what that all is.
Yeah, and then it ties into the beauty pageants, and the beauty pageants go to the child pageants, and that all ties into the children stuff.
Yeah, and I got to say, a lot of the parents involved in those are pimping their kids out. I mean, I'd say a lot of them. It's sick. All right, good. God bless you. Let's go to Jad in Malibu. We covered this a couple hours ago. It's confirmed UN City stealing all the property, total criminal activity. You're out in Malibu. Jad, your take on that.
Hey, boss man. So I've been living on the water for 25 years. And for days before the fire, we had them spraying, not like normal spraying. Okay, it was very low, couple hundred feet in the air. Brown, thick line.
Sounds like, you said they were spraying some like kerosene or some type of accelerant?
I'm telling you, it was so bad.
Well, they had leftists out by the hundreds on tape that we caught burning everything down. I mean, they just attacked.
No, they were spraying.
I'm saying even during the fires, they had leftists. Remember all the hundreds of videos just burning everything too?
Yeah, I mean, I can just specifically remember a brown fog sitting on the water, and I barbecue steaks every night on the beach. You can spit in the ocean from my deck. And it was like nothing we had ever seen before. You know, and it wasn't
I agree. What do you make of them openly stealing all the property and building a UN city just like we said they would? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you all the time, and you were right about that. I mean, it's evil, and we were watching it happen, and I lost 25% of my business to that fire. I used to clean Karen Bass's pool. She lived on Rambla Pacifica. It obviously I'm pissed about it, and I've been up there every day because we have passes to go in there. It looks like a war zone, and it's pretty obvious what's going on. You know what I mean?
And again, you're going to have passes to go in there to their crime scene as they steal the property.
Yeah, we've been draining pools, cleaning them out, you know, and getting them back going. It's been like a Dirty Jobs episode, but I'll tell you right now, on top of the draining of the pool, on top of there being no water, they were spraying something that is not the same. I'm out on the water every night.
Well, I've not heard this intel yet, but that makes perfect sense that they would spray some type of accelerant oil or something because they did everything else to do it. Send me information. Send me anybody that reported on it. That is powerful. Thank you. I believe you. 100% they burned it down on purpose. Jim in Tennessee, last caller, and then we caught the feds in what appears to be money laundering in the cases against us. It's all coming up right now. Jim in Tennessee, 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me on the show. Big fan. I waited a long time to be able to get on the show and tell you this.
We meet at last. Go ahead.
I want to tell your listeners about something. I started taking methylene blue a few months ago. I suffer from polycythemia, which is a overabundance of red blood cells. I did a lot of research myself. I have medical records, blood tests, everything to show the only change in my habits was methylene blue, and we have dropped my red blood cell count by over 40%.
It's incredible.
No need to have donations done every 2 or 3 days. Now, my take on the special counsel, I was real happy to hear it. Now I'm not so happy to hear that he's not going to go forward with that, but let's talk a little bit about the Art of War, Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Wait, there's so much flip-flopping, I'm sure we'll appoint one probably tomorrow now, but go ahead.
Right. Well, Sun Tzu's Art of War emphasizes the importance of psychological tactics and deception to gain advantage over an opponent. We know that he is a very good chess player. He's got me baffled as a longtime supporter of everything he's done. And I give you kudos for calling him out on what has needed to be called out on for a long time. But I think that in order to change the flow here, some really big arrests need to be made. If he wants to change the optics while he gets this Epstein deal.
I totally agree. Not just fire Comey's daughter, arrest their ass and prosecutions, and we better see it.
It's time for that to happen and start with some big fish to show his supporters that, like, you know, hey, man, I still got you, but I got to do
something. I think we're going to see that. This FBI grand conspiracy probe's real. Trump has to do it. I believe it's going to happen. Incredible call, Jim. Thank you. Could talk to you for hours. All right. The big expose on the new attempts to shut us down and the bombshell information we have airs right now. Share this live feed. We'll post all this to X soon. And share it, Paul Revere. I need your help. In my 31 years on air, thanks to your backing and your support, we have forced the deep state out of the shadows, and now they are collapsing. They are in major retreat. But their main weapon is the corporate media with PR firms and law firms teaming up together to go after patriots that stand against their globalist agenda. And first and foremost, in the populist common sense media is InfoWars. The globalists have admitted for decades it's their number one enemy. But only because of you have we stayed on air. And because of that, the bad guys are now attacking my parents and my wife. They're suing them. It is totally crazy. They have appointed a state receiver to try to come in and shut things down because the federal court isn't doing it. This battle has really come to its most important climax. And we are about to win this war, but we need you to support to take us over the top. That's why it's so important to go to thealexjonesstore.com that is our main sponsor, that's not owned by me, that's not part of InfoWars, but funds InfoWars and funds the backup network that they've set up so that we stay on the air one way or another, and part of those proceeds are able to go to our legal defense and offense. So before you see this huge presentation of some of the incredible tyranny that we have now uncovered, and even more is about to come out, but this is the biggest and craziest yet that we released, just remember, we're only here because of you. You're like the gravity that holds us in space. You're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You are the whole shooting match. This dog don't hunt without you. You've commissioned me to fight, and I love it. And our enemies hate our spirit of victory in 1776. But I can't prosecute this war without your support. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Get the incredible Patriot apparel. Spread the word of liberty. Get the very best supplements, methylene blue, you name it. And ensure that our fight to continue to tell the truth and spotlight the globalist cockroaches doesn't just continues, but expands. We've got plans to go 24 hours a day soon. We've got big operations with a lot of amazing people happening right now. But the way the law and the systems work, while I'm in these legal battles and this final phase of bankruptcy and the state courts, it has to be me and my meager assets alone that meets these globalist law firms that have already pled guilty publicly to their incredibly bizarre actions. Talk about Paul Weiss and others. So again, I'm taking on the bad guys. You want people to take on the bad guys for you? We've proven it only because of your support, but we are the thoroughbred. We are the OG. Myself, the crew, you, all of us together in InfoWars is this focal point. So I need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support now at thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, if you want to support my family, because they're also being sued, again, be sure to go to thealexjonesstore.com because part of that can also go for their defense. I need your help. I need it now. The globalists are trying to get through me to get to you. Stand up for yourselves like you've done so many times and support this operation now because it belongs to you. We are about to present evidence of an organized conspiracy of the Democratic Party by Barack Obama, by Michael Bloomberg, by Democrat Party law firms in the last 7 years to run a concerted, covert effort with U.S. taxpayer money through the Department of Justice to demonize myself, my crew, InfoWars, create a straw man identity that was not us, then rig two show trials where judges found me guilty and then produced literal show trials with HBO for a $1.5 million judgment in Connecticut and $45 million in Texas. Now, I've covered a lot of the insane injustices and the lawfare and the conspiracy against my rights and the fake auctions they held and so much more in the past. And we're going to recap some of that tonight to understand the new information and context. But this is the biggest information by far we have released yet. And this information has to do with what, from our own research and legal experts, appears to be clear-cut money laundering by the Justice Department trying to hide the money it was putting in to the charities, the foundations of the people suing us, that was then used to pay the Democrat Party law firm, Koskoff and Koskoff. Now, of course, we have the FBI, CIA operative Oblebus, Gavin Oblebus, caught years ago on undercover tape, saying, we investigated Jones for over a decade, couldn't find any corruption, so the FBI went over to Connecticut and ran these lawsuits. And then we had the head of the FBI counsel, Oldenburg, testify on the show trial that he had gone and investigated us and gone to Koskoff and gone and organized the families and sued us. So they're really hiding this in plain view. And then all the things that have happened in the bankruptcy, with the Justice Department getting involved in that, trying to close the doors repeatedly without court orders, turning off the internet. You saw all that happen in the last year. But we still have survived thanks to your support. But we're not out of the woods yet. But we are beginning to win, and very, very quickly. The Third Court of Appeals in Texas, that's three liberal women, just over a month ago, signaled publicly that they believe the Texas ruling was unconstitutional, as it clearly is on its face. So much good is happening right now. And we put out a lot of reports before detailing the past injustices, but this latest information is beyond bombshell. And then there's even more damning information that we're going to be releasing in the next 2 to 3 weeks as well, with a lot of court filings and more. That's even worse than this, but ties into it. But I've been asked by my lawyers, I think they're right, not to tip our hand. And some of what we're going to cover today, we're not going to go all the way either, because we don't want them to know how much we know. Let's just say this. We've been reached out to by multiple individuals. You can call them whistleblowers, if you like. So the biggest bombshell is going to drop very, very soon. But so far, this is the biggest. This is massive. And so Rob Dew has been here 16 years. He's our news director. He's been persecuted and targeted by these lies as well. And so he's helped collate this information, not just for these cases, but also for the DOJ. I'll just leave it at that. That's now ongoing. There is a group investigating, but I'm going to stop right there. That's a separate issue. So Rob, just try to recap as quickly as possible for those that already know about it, but for those that don't, and then let's get into the new information.
Sure. We've put out detailed reports about this, and I want to start off with the FOIA request that we got earlier this year, done by Chase Geiser, which details an investigation started against Alex Jones back in 2013 as being a white, racially motivated extremist. So this started in 2013, and it was ongoing, where they had to approve it every 60 days. They would have to review it and go, okay, we're going to keep this going. So as far as we know, it's still ongoing. It's still on the books.
And we got the FOIA request that the Trump FBI gave to us, and yeah. Kyle Serafin, very famous FBI whistleblower who was in counterterrorism, looked at the codes on the documents. They're heavily redacted and blacked out. Right. And he said it was the Boston office. It happened right when Comey got appointed, 2013, under Obama, and was specifically running an counter-espionage operation against us, which is what they do when they try to do a dragnet to find some dirt, but can't do it inside of a regular criminal investigation.
Exactly. So they couldn't do that. So then we have Gavin
Oblivis. So there we are, officially targeted by Obama.
Right.
And we have Gavin Oblivis later admitting years ago that they never found any dirt.
Right. So we couldn't do it, so we went to the families and helped educated them. He admits educating the families on how to, well, you could go after him this way.
And it all fits perfectly. Here's an investigation to find dragnet dirt. Right. They don't. Here's Gavin Oblebus, FBI CIA liaison, admitting, no, we investigated him and found nothing, so we did this.
Yeah. And then I want to go to a piece I put together, and this is all testimony from William Oldenburg at the trial. You could go watch the whole thing in full. I'm going to put together a few clips where he just talks about how he started the investigation, how he got promoted throughout the years. And even in 2015, he got a special promotion, which he talks about being on the second floor of this office, FBI building, and he's watching videos of you and other people talking about Sandy.
So that's his new job.
That's his new job. So he got that promotion, which we didn't get until he got cross-examined. It was a rebuttal examination. They asked him when he got promoted, and he said in 2015, and that's when he got his second floor office. So let's go to that clip now, and then I think that'll catch people up to what's going on. But he also admits he went to Koskoff and Koskoff to start the lawsuit. He goes, that's why we're here today. So let's go to that right now.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Haldeman and Mr. Johnson?
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me. 100 times.
Vitamin B12, asmethylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helbig on Mr. Jones's show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I've been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I'd have been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So, yes, I was looking for help. I tried to get help. I tried to get the Bureau to help me. And then I called the Agents Association to see if they could help me. And that ended up, it didn't result in anything. They basically just gave me the runaround. And then finally, the only person that ever even listen was Mr. Koskoff. He was gentleman and gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver?
And I think you said that you may have first seen that sometime around 2016. You weren't sure?
Well, I'm sure that it is. It's going to be sometime after April of 2015. And the reason I know that is that clear as day, I watched the videos in my second floor office in New Haven, and I was no longer the chief division counsel. I was in a different position. So I know I was sitting in that office, and I wouldn't have been in that office until April of 2015.
Now, how many times did Jones call you?
He didn't call me, sir.
Did you ever see this photograph 289 on InfoWars?
I didn't, no, sir.
Do you know whether he ever talked about you on InfoWars?
I don't know.
And again, we're just scratching the surface here, Rob. You and I have done 30-minute, hour-long detailed reports that will also link in larger articles about this at InfoWars.com, where people, they want to see the whole backstory in great detail with all the documentation they can. Please continue.
All right. Now let's go to, there's two funds. There's the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation, and there's the Sandy Hook Promise Action Fund. Both of these are organizations that are pretty much run by the same people. You could go see who their board is. It's all public information.
And the people suing me.
On ProPublica. And you could see how the year before the lawsuits filed and the lawsuits filed, they have big jumps in their revenue. 671% increase in revenue, the Sandy Hook Promise Action Fund.
So they're not making hardly any money until they come after me.
Right. Well, it just shows that they're making more money. I wouldn't say they're not making any money. They're pulling in lots of revenue the whole time, but.
But it goes up 600%.
Sure. And so for Sandy Hook Promise Fund, they go from $5.83 million in 2017 to $13.6 million in 2018 when they filed the lawsuit. And then it jumps even more when they go from the, into the trial. And if you look at what the Sandy Hook Promise Action Fund was making in 2021, their revenue shows $4 million, jumping up to $9.9 million in 2022, the year of the trial. And if you calculate it out from 2017 to 2022, a 3,000% increase in revenue. So they're making a lot of money. They only made $28 million during those years. I told it all up. That was their revenue there. Now, the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation, their revenue against you was $119 million from 2017 to 2023. So the year leading up before the trial to the year leading up after the trial, or the year before the lawsuit to the year after the trial, $119 million.
Right? And let's be clear, they're constantly all over the news saying, I made money off them, I made my name off them. None of that true. They put 22 minutes of evidence in the trials of me talking about them. I barely ever even talked about it. I never created the story. It didn't happen. I just covered people asking the question. And then years and years after, I hadn't even talked about it ever, they run the PR, they demonize me, they get me deplatformed saying that I'm sending people to pee on graves and to do all the stuff that never happened, to come to their houses. During the show trials, my lawyers are like, did anybody ever come to your house? Well, you know, who told you they peed on graves? I don't know. Somebody told me. Who? I don't know. Yeah. So it's just, they just say whatever they want, run ads, raising all this charity money off my name while saying I'm making money off them and attacking them.
Right.
So total, we're talking about, what, 119, and how much more?
And then $28 million on the other one.
And of course, $74, $75 million from Remington.
Remington, yeah. And then you have your $1.5 billion on top of this, which is, when you add it all up, it just gets crazier and crazier.
Then they said, that's not enough. We want $2.75 trillion, the GDP of India, whereas I've never had more than $10 million in the bank. And of course, now the accounting's done because they did four audits on me, including the IRS, and I made total in my lifetime on air $55 million.
Right.
And most personally, and most of it went to pay lawyers. So,
as is the case with these things. So now let's go to the DOJ. And the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation got two grants from the DOJ back in 2022, the year of the lawsuits, the trials.
So now we're getting to the big new information.
This is the new information. And they got two grants, one for $859,000 and one for $837,000, totaling $1.7 million. And they were awarded these in October of that year. And then here's two articles, one from a local Hartford, Connecticut news station and one from Forbes. They both mention, and they make it a point to mention these, that Koskoff, and Biter will get one-third of any compensatory damages recovered from Jones and Free Speech Systems. These articles were done in November. The firm says its legal costs have been nearly $1.7 million so far. It turns out it's almost the exact same amounts that they're getting from the DOJ.
You say almost the exact. It's the same amount.
1.7, 1.7.
You combine the two grants.
Right.
And they come together to exactly 1.7 that they get within a month. Within a month.
Within a month, yes. So this is October 1st. They're getting this money from the DOJ, awarded this money. And then
the people suing me that have charities raising hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. The foundations. They're getting this from the DOJ. And these are the only two.
Using my name. Using my name, saying I'm victimizing them and using it to censor me. They're raising hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they get DOJ grants.
Yeah.
And then a month later, they file their attorney's fees and then they're paid that exact amount of money.
And there it is. And it's in two different articles. One's from Forbes, so that's a national, and then one local news station.
And so let me just announce, we've been ready to sue them and have already filed some suits, but very serious ones for months, but we keep getting more information. We have even more than what you're seeing here today. We've been asked not to reveal. It's even worse, okay? But we don't just have CIA FBI undercover tape admitting. We don't just have the head of the FBI counsel in Connecticut admitting he triggered it all and did it right in the timeline they admit. We now have the DOJ with grants directly to the foundations of the people suing me a month before that then totals the exact amount that the Democrat Party law firm, Koskoff and Koskoff, then bills.
It's written right there in black and white. You can go see all this. It's all online, USA.
Well, if that isn't money laundering, it sure looks like it.
It's the
by the U.S. government.
Right. Which we know at the time, so 2022, that would have been during Biden's term.
Which Oblevis says, the CIA FBI contract specialist, says we've investigated him for many years, which we now have the document showing they did, from the Justice Department. We got a few months ago, 5 months ago, from the Justice Department, the incoming Trump administration. He says we couldn't find dirt, which we now confirm in the documents. So we went and did all this, and we have the head of the FBI counsel saying they did it, and then we have the exact same amount of money a month before, given to the very people suing me by the DOJ, and then the exact amount, bloop, from the lawyers, bloop, and they're paid.
And it's all convenient. It's all right there in black.
Can't wait to depose them. And so I was talking to my lawyers 2 days ago, and they don't want a bunch of this release, the even worse stuff, but and the other things. But they said, no, now is the time. Go ahead and do this. They've never seen anything like it. And obviously, these guys already know what they did. And so let me just give them a newsflash. Yeah, you're all getting sued, okay, for conspiracy against rights, abuse of process, everything else. And we are having major backers coming in to support us. And there is a criminal investigation. I'm just going to stop right there. Please continue.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all we have at this point that we want to reveal. There's other information out there that we don't want to put out, but you could see it. You could go online, look at this in ProPublica, USAspending.gov, and on Forbes. You could see how all the numbers match up.
Well, the sickest part of this is I thought I was sophisticated. I knew how PR firms and Operation Mockingbird worked and covered it. But when it was done to me and to all of us, for those that don't know, Hillary, they spent $20-plus million in TV ads saying Alex Jones says Sandy Hook didn't happen. And he has a dark heart, as Hillary said in that famous speech, Hillary Clinton dark heart speech, Alex Jones. And he's doing all these things that I didn't do. They built a straw man. And he's Trump's brain. So was an attack on Trump. And will Trump repudiate? Then Trump wins. For a couple of years, they demonize me and saying I'm doing all these things I'm not doing, sending people to their houses, peeing on graves, all this. I had talked about it in years. I'm like, hey, even before they sued me, I was like, no, I think it happened. Let's move on. And then for two plus years, they raised money off my name, hundreds of millions of dollars, mm-hmm. with my picture all over Facebook, all over Twitter, everywhere, all over CNN, PBS, sometimes thousands of articles a week, hundreds of TV programs every few, I mean, it was every channel some days. And then it's a Democrat party, Bloomberg's involved, raising massive amounts of money for gun confiscation, for gun control, and anti-free speech movement, and all doing it off making me a villain while they're raising all this money, and it's all quarterbacked by the FBI and the DOJ. I mean, this is outrageous.
And I think one of the attorneys at Koskoff and Koskoff is a former DOJ prosecutor.
Yeah, especially he's going after Republicans like the governor, mm-hmm. Basically from what I've seen, doing nothing, a Connecticut Republican. You try to win an office and you do in Connecticut, this guy puts you in jail. His name is Chris Matty. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy to have everything they said about me is what they did. And to now have them so caught. And that's what the Justice Department is very interested, obviously, because on the bigger stuff with lawfare going after Trump and all the stuff, they covered their bases a little bit better. But with this, they were so reckless, kind of like the Onion with the Everytown Bloomberg group financing them on national TV. They go, Stephen Obelson goes, well, the judge says this isn't a real auction. It isn't going to go through, which it didn't. They go, no, it's ours. I mean, we don't have to follow the rules. He's Alex Jones. It's just Alex Jones.
We do lies and garbage in a different way. We have a lot more fun with it than they do. We're very excited to take it over and, create a new, better path for this website.
And the Sandy Hook family support this move?
Absolutely. They were behind this. And, Ben and I may seem like strange bedfellows, The Onion and Everytown, but the truth is we've got at our fingertips the facts, the stories, the data, the research. But what they've got is a really broad audience and humor, which is what you need sometimes to break through the misinformation, the fear that is so permeated mainstream thinking.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own Infowars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation. Obviously, that is not something that he's going to do in the situation.
So you're confident this is going to go through?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it was such open season that they really screwed up here.
Yeah.
This is a big deal, guys. This is a lot bigger than Alex Jones. This is about how they've organized, how they're doing this. They've done this to countless other people.
And that went on the day they announced it, 8:30 in the morning, they announced that they'd given the auction to The Onion.
Yeah, that'd be November 14th.
They immediately had all
November 14th, 2024. Yeah,
they had the articles ready. They had the TV appearances ready, and it was boom, 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 boom. They were trying to gaslight the entire country, saying Alex Jones doesn't run InfoWars anymore. And then they cut off the website, and then the traffic goes down. And that's even in documents. If I went down to
well, the shopping cart 70%+.
Yeah.
And then they're in court saying there's no money coming in now. We want it shut down.
Right. Yeah.
When they're the ones that killed it.
Right.
And people still think they own it, which they don't, so they don't go to the InfoWars store.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. But no, we are winning, and as long as we have the funds to keep fighting, we will win. But the problem is everybody thinks we've won. When I go on Steve Bannon or any other show, they go, congratulations, beating the deep state. Trump's in. No, they already have that runaway train.
Right.
It's like if you blew up the Death Star, but it had fired its laser first.
It's in process.
Boom. So this is ongoing. That's why we need support. But when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that, so they'll never be able to get that one of their fake judgments. And that is what's keeping InfoWars on the air as a sponsor and the backup network, the Alex Jones Network, at AJ and Live on X. So get great supplements, methylene blue, you name it, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. That's how we're doing this right now, is thealexjonesstore.com. So please support us, plus they're great products.
Yeah.
More is about to come out. But just, you've been here 16 years. What has this process been like for you? And what has it been like yourself to be deposed and targeted and lied about? And now to see all this information coming out, with even more damning information coming out, every day.
Well, I feel, back before all these lawsuits were happening, what did we do every day? We were working on documentaries. We were working on special reports. We were doing all kinds of work informing people about what's going on in the world. And I felt this has probably taken up over half our time. In some, not in every case, but in some instances, it's taken over half our time dealing with it.
And that was their mission.
That was their mission, to keep us off the ball, off the target. And the target's informing the American people about what's going on. So in that instance, they have kind of won a few battles by keeping us off track, keeping us off balance, keeping us working on this stuff instead of doing the real work, which is, you know, informing people about the, how their lives are getting, stolen from, how the health effects of the different, you know, foods and additives. That
and the great things are, okay, Junior's doing.
Yeah.
And Trump trying to stop World War III and secure the border.
But even through all that, we're still able to stay on the air and keep going. So that's
the great news is now this is backfiring on them.
Right.
So and now everything they did, really demonizing us, the fact we survived so far, has only made us bigger.
Yeah.
So
and people look at it and go, well, if you're guilty, this would be gone. You would have gone away if you were guilty of all this stuff.
Well, what evil means for evil, God turns to good.
Right.
And that's where we are. But just let it sink in, viewers and listeners. And we put the documents here on screen. It's all public. We've got even more. Don't worry. It's even worse. It's really bad. I'm going to stop right there. Wait. Just wait. Imagine multiple high-level FBI, CIA agents admitting it all in court, on record. The DOJ giving them grants to their charities, the people suing us run, that's bad enough. But then it matching exactly when the grant money comes in, then a month later, after years of not billing, oh, here's our bill, and it's the former prosecutor, Chris Matty, over there quarterbacking the whole deal. Yeah, he's going to have some explaining to do. Because it's bad enough to have the DOJ give money directly to people and then wink, wink, or whatever, somebody, but then to directly make the exact amount as a payment, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
And we've been, you know, you look at the Revolutionary War. It was the rebels, the colonists outlasted the British. They just kept
persevered.
We're not going to give up. We're not going to stop fighting. We're going to find a way. We're going to cross the Delaware. We're going to do whatever it takes to keep going, keep on the air. And that's what we've done. And that's why I'm proud of the work we've still done and the work we're continuing to do and the work we're going to do in the future, because we didn't stop. And, you know, at any time, at any point, you could have said, you know what? This is enough.
They offered me in the mediations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To stop and they drop it.
Right.
And I was like, you don't understand. I've already, before the lawsuits got filed, you remember.
Yeah.
We went to D.C.
Oh.
And there's off record meetings. It wasn't illegal, so I'm not going to break confidence, but they were like, not, there's people above these guys, top Democrats and others. And they said, you're about to get destroyed, but come work for us and this can all stop.
Yeah.
And $50 million a year just to me. And I said, no, it was easy. I can't sell out. It's not in my DNA. But, when I'm up in Connecticut, the mediation, and Josh Koscoff says, you know, we're like the mafia, the Godfather. And then I said, I know you're the mafia. He said, we run the state. You will be defeated. And then he leaves. He goes, I'm going to talk to your lawyer. And then in the car, Norm goes, yeah, they want you to basically shut up and they'll drop it all. And I said, no. And I said, fuck no.
Yeah.
And they did it again in Fort Worth. They're like, okay, they're ready to settle for $75 million. You know, I never made that much money over 10 years. And I said, watch, as soon as I agree, we're in this other room at the courthouse, it was a federal judge doing the mediation. I said, they're going to come back and have a list of things I can't talk about. And they come back 20 minutes later, they go, it's exactly like you said, my God. This is different lawyers.
Right.
They said, we've never seen this before. And I said, yeah. And so I said, go humor them. So yeah, it's not just the Second Amendment, right? And they come in and they go, yeah, they want to have a conference with you. It's a whole list of things. And it was going to become work for them again.
Yeah.
And because they didn't say this, but this is what the richest man in the world at the time, representatives, about 6 months before this all started in 2017, representatives said to me, they said, listen, you got the public's trust. We want you to help the public. They didn't say, you know, you're going to be a big fact checker that's woken up and reformed, and you'll run a huge fact checking organization. And then you'll have this whole foundation.
Well, CIA writing books for you. We'll have all kinds.
Well, they didn't say it. It's all, yeah. It took them days to unwind it.
Yeah.
It's all very, oh, and you can help people. But it was the same thing that the Kissinger group, Rothkopf, in front of Harmon. So that wasn't off record years before. This is like 15 years ago, 16 years ago. Harmon's the oldest employee here, 23 years. So he was the producer. So this was just a phone interview on air, but during the breaks, Rothkopf's like, hey, come to New York. Kissinger wants to meet with you. You're going to be part of the super class. You'll still be a patriot, but you'll work with us, and you'll get some things you want. We'll get some things we want, but we want you to work for us. You need to join us. And so I've already gotten this speech before.
Yeah.
Many times. I mean, I had Roger Ailes try to give me a Fox show and the book deal, and he didn't say sell out. He just said, bah, son, we're going to control what you say. You're going to have wonderful, beautiful women, and, you know, You're going to have a show and books every quarter, and you'll be bigger than Limbaugh, because Limbaugh already had heart problems, and he lived a lot longer than they thought. They wanted me to be the next Limbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, Roger Ailes telling me this. And I said, no thanks, but I'll do it. And so I mean, it's like they think, like, come to me and do this. It's not happening.
Well, I think there's nothing better than being independent and having, you know, just to stand on your own integrity and just go forth and you know, give people what they want. The people want the information we're giving out.
Well, I mean, look, if they were a big, powerful group that was pro-freedom, I would join them. But it's like in Scarface, when no women, no kids, and he's sent to, you know, blow this guy up at the UN. But when he sees the woman and the two little girls get in the car, he goes, I'm not doing this. And, like, joining these people, they always say the families. I'm not talking about them, I'm about the lawyers, the Democrats, the, you know, the system. They always, anything I say about the globalists, the Democrats, oh, he's saying the families did all this. No, I didn't. I'm talking about your hide mind, then don't do that. I'm talking about your bosses, the globalists. They're way worse, you know, the fictional character in that movie that's sitting there salivating when he's about to detonate the bomb, blow the kids up. I mean, there's no, my soul is on the line. There's not even a temptation to sell out. I mean, I cannot be part of these people. And the fact that they've been so naked about it and so arrogant, I see God working here. This is going to end up, they will be defeated. In fact, that's what I said earlier in the week when I kind of foreshadowed this in closing, is even if they shut us down now, that makes it 10 times worse and bigger. I mean, because everybody already saw the fake auctions and them trying to shut the building down without court orders over and over again and all the lies and I've got hundreds of millions hidden and, you know, all this crap. And so now, in a Machiavellian way, and I don't operate that way, but if they were able to shut us down, it's even way worse for them. I mean, these guys, but they don't know how to stop. They think shutting this down somehow and stopping our appeals that are having success in Texas and places is somehow going to legitimize what they did, and it's not.
Right. The people see through it. I mean, the people see that it wasn't a real trial. It was just a trial on damages.
Well, I was already found guilty.
Yeah. They give you the two defaults that were within a month apart, almost a month apart of each other. And I think people see through it. But it took a long time because they had millions and millions of dollars invested in a PR campaign to do what they were doing. They admit that they were working with the law firm. They admit that they were working with other groups to put this information out to they say, to keep the story straight.
And they always say it wasn't about money. Hundreds of millions raised off my name playing victim. Then Remington, 70-something million, when the mother bought the gun legally and her son used it. You know, Adam Lanz, the guy that killed the kids, not me. And then it just, who knows, we're finding new stuff all the time. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And it just shows how the Democrats are experts at creating narratives, having the corporate media push it, and play victims.
And then they hide stuff in plain view, thinking people won't really look at it.
Well, that's why they put the FBI, head FBI guy in Connecticut up. That's when we, you know, learned about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I started all this. So it's like hidden in plain view. Because yeah. They're worried about that.
Yeah. Well, they can't say they're hiding it. We're like, well, we said it.
Well, Oldenburg, you're going to get deposed, obviously. And, all of you are, and I'm sure you'll say what you say, and then a lot of other people saw what went on who are really upset about what went on, and let's just say there's a lot of aces in the hole, and you'll see. Because everybody knows there's one thing I don't do, and that's bluff. I want to thank God for the providence. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us on air. I want to thank you, Rob, for your great work as well, and the rest of the crew. God bless you, and thank you, Rob.
All right.
Please support us, folks, thealexshowstore.com. That is how we are able to continue to fight and win, all because of you. I'll never sell out, never give in, but I could give out. You're the variable. You decide whether this dog hunts. Thank you so much for your support.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting, in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.